got a fever, and the only prescription is smoking.
Over the line!
This.
I'm sorry, Smokey. You're over the line. That's a problem.
Is the Cigar Authority.
Is it true that if you don't use it, you lose it?
The Authority.
Is that a serious question?
On everything cigar.
No, it wasn't.
In.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
And out of the cigar industry.
Sounds pretty awesome.
With your host.
You have to use so many cuss words.
David Garofalo.
Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing.
Mr. Jonathan.
Check out the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma.
Barry Stein.
Put a scotch on the rocks. Any scotch will do, as long as it's not a blend, of course. Single malt. Glenlivet, Glenfiddich, perhaps. Maybe a Glengow. Any Glen.
And Chuck Morrison.
Whoa, this is heavy.
There's that word again. Heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
It's time to light them up.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool. Cool.
It's time.
That sounds really fun.
For the Cigar Authority.
I gotta have more cowbell.
Here it is, Saturday, April 1st, 2017, broadcasting live from the La Flor Dominicana Cigar Studios. Today, it was 7 years ago today that Mr. Jonathan and I tried doing a podcast I called The Cigar Authority. We probably should have quit a long time ago. Actually, Mr. Jonathan did.
There it is. I was wondering how long it was going to take. It's a new record, folks.
But that's another
Less
story.
Less than 20 seconds.
Today, we thank all our sponsors, all our listeners for helping us still do it. And thank you and welcome to the Cigar Authority 7th anniversary show that we affectionately call the friggin' Catalina Wine Mixer.
You know what I've never done?
What?
I've never called into the show sick. Just saying. And
really?
You're listening to the Cigar Authority, the only show that doesn't just allow smoking. We insist, we demand that you light up along with us. You tune in at thecigarauthority.com where you can watch us live or catch the podcast on demand at any time. Simply find us on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, or Podbean. .com where you can set it and forget it.
And we do have our new uniforms on thanks to our latest sponsor and supporter of the Cigar Authority, Smokey Joe's Clothing out there in Chicago. And they are SmokeyJoe'sClothing.com. Thank you for doing that. Also, while we're thanking people, this is the show to say it. Right now, 23 sponsors on the Cigar Authority. And thanks to all the companies who support the show, the Cigar Authority. Please support them. If you're listening to the show, go to your favorite local brick and mortar and get some. And if they don't carry them, ask.
Absolutely.
And that'll be good for them, even if they don't have it and they get asked. So I'm going to quickly run down the list of sponsors to give them their thanks. Thank you to Hammer and Sickle. That's Hammer and Sickle Cigars and Vodka. Recluse Cigars, Jose Dominguez Cigars, Victor Sinclair Cigars, Don Rafael Cigars, J.C. Newman, and that's with Diamond Crown and Brickhouse, Debonair Cigars and Rum, Aging Room with La Boheme, Integral Lighters, and they are Vertigo, Lotus, and Black Label Lighters, Asylum Cigars, Perdomo Cigars, Miami Cigars, and that's with Ernesto Miranda, La Flor Dominicana Cigars, Drew Estate App, Padron Cigars, Sereno Cigars, Christoph Cigars, La Galera, and Indian Head Cigars, Smokey Joe's Clothing, Byron, Classic, Garofalo Cigars, and Cigar Journal Magazine. Again, thank you all for believing in us and giving us a chance, and for that, we will continue to do the Cigar Authority. Without them, we don't have sponsors, therefore we can't go. And
let's face it, without them, we probably would have continued.
We probably would have done it anyway.
But we still appreciate it. We still appreciate it very much.
It helps us to be able to wear clothing like this and act the way we do. And for the thousands and hundreds of thousands of people listening, I can't believe it, to be honest with you. 7 years, that such a following that we have. It's mind-blowing, and we're going to get to some of those numbers. You think we're making it up. When it comes to podcasting, these numbers are accurate numbers. There can't be anything messed out. So it's iTunes and Podbeam and Ustream and all these people that come up and give us accurate numbers of what's happening. And it's nuts, right? You didn't believe. You were in, but you didn't believe.
No, I still can't believe when I go into the back end once in a while and just look and see, you know, maybe Barry's making it up or he's stretching something and it's all there.
Who are you kidding? You go into the back end every chance you get.
There we go. So it never changes. It never stops.
There he is with his low-hanging fruit.
So new intro, and Chuck has changed it up a a bit, and over the years we've changed it so many times, so many different things that went on, and you know, try to keep it fresh or whatever it is, and so that was fun. So how it all began 7 years ago, April 1st, it was a Wednesday night, and Jonathan, who was doing a podcast of music,
it was Webcast Wednesdays back then, yeah.
And I said, how about if we did a cigar show? Are you in to produce this thing? Because as far as I knew, he was the guy that knew how to do the mechanics of it. We quickly learned
Ding dong, you're wrong.
Yeah, we quickly learned that the production value was horrible. And I actually posted on Facebook an old, I went back and I found the oldest one I could find, which was something in 2010, and put that show up there just so you could hear how it was. And, you know, I'd like to say that while we've improved over the years, but
not from a cigar store near you.
Yeah, this is the intro, right?
Cigar Authority with hosts Tommy Grillo, Mr. Jonathan, and the worldwide authority on everything cigar, David Garofalo.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We are the Cigar Authority, 603-952-4519. The Cigar Authority. My name is David Garofalo. Next to me is Tommy Grillo.
I love Saturday mornings.
10 o'clock we started. 10 o'clock we were chain smoking cigars.
And I would often have a gig the night before, and I wouldn't get in until 1 a.m, and I'd still be here at 8 o'clock in the morning waiting for someone to pull in.
Yeah,
smoking a cigar
to get and the equipment. Do you remember the amount of equipment that there was, because we couldn't figure out short ways around things, and it was some crazy stuff.
You had a DJ trying to do radio. It wasn't good.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
All right, let's get to the cigar anyway, so we can reflect on these years and stuff, but at least be smoking a cigar while we're doing it. This is the Fratello Corona, Barry, right?
That is correct. It is the first cigar of the April Care Package, and the Fratello was conceptualized more than 20 years ago while brand owner Omar De Frias watched the cigar roller perform his art. Upon completion of the roll, the torcedor handed the finished cigar to Omar and told him, "Kid, welcome to the True Gentleman's Club." 20 years later, while working at NASA, Omar worked on Fratello, looking for the perfect blend for today's gentleman, and we believe he has obtained it. Featuring Habano wrapper grown in Nicaragua with a Sumatra binder from Ecuador, Fratello is completed with filler tobaccos from Nicaragua and Peru. It asks the question, are you ready to become a member of the Gentleman's Club?
There we go. So Fratello, odd-looking band, the way it's shaped. You'll know a Fratello when you see it. It's almost like a little teepee of whatever.
Chuck, why don't you give me a little cigar can action over here?
So how's this? We got dual cameras, those that are – you really shouldn't be watching the show.
You shouldn't.
This is an audio at best show. But anyway, those that are – is it working?
Yeah.
Wow, we have two cameras going.
There it is, in front of the glass of wine.
That's right.
Beautiful. Okay. All right, let's give it a cut and light, see what it's all about. It's time to cut our cigar, the official cutting, brought to you by our friends at Perdomo Cigars.
Do it right in front of the camera. Yes, the cut.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perdomo is the brand. While all other brands were raising prices, Perdomo cut out the federal S-chip tax and actually lowered them. Perdomo Cigars, they stand for quality, tradition, and excellence.
Awesome.
Nothing like a close-up of my fat head, right? Nothing like it. That's a gift from me to you. So before we light it, let's have a little toast here. Many, many years. More,
right,
folks.
May the time spent here this afternoon not be subtracted from our lives, but be added to it.
So you know why we tap glasses?
Absolutely. We really have to go down this road. You tried to get me to sniff the cork earlier.
We tap glasses so that we can use all our senses when enjoying wine. Mm-hmm. And the missing element was sound. So that began the thing of tapping glasses, why they do it. And that's what you should do with cigars. Before you even light it, you should taste it. Yeah. Now, you don't need to tap it. But you smell it, you listen to it, hold it up by your ear and give it a little squeeze and see if it's fresh.
I'm going to hold it up to
smell the two parts of the cigar. You smell the base, the whole body of the cigar, and then you smell the foot of the cigar, which is a whole different aroma to it. A little more sweet in the inside than the outside.
I'm getting a little
of the cigar.
Italian breadcrumbs, like panko, spiced panko.
See, I don't get panko.
You don't get it, or you've never had it?
I've had it, but it's not breadcrumbs.
It's not.
It's different.
It's crunchier.
I don't know what it is.
It doesn't taste
anything like breadcrumbs.
But if it was spiced, that's what this smells like.
It tastes like 4C Italian breadcrumbs.
You can't over. He can't overdo my flavor and still get his sound bite.
Sustained.
Yes, he can. I object. I vehemently object.
So why not go with a new lighter today? Something different that we haven't talked about before.
Absolutely.
I was at the TAA, Tobacconist Association of America trade show. There it was there. I said, I haven't seen this one before. And I thought it was pretty cool. And then whenever we got to the price of it, my mind was blown. Actually, it blew my mind. Bullet cutter at the bottom. Yeah, tell us about it.
Can I do that?
Go ahead.
Would you like to do the commercial?
Nope, you can do it.
We have the Vertigo Warrior. And what a warrior it is. It does feature the patented Vertigo big-ass tank. It's got an extension bullet cutter. And when you pop the cutter back in, you lose the cap and everything stays clean. And it's away from the fill hole. The adjustment on the bottom is very easy to use your thumb with. Features three jets with a single action lighting mechanism. All for $14.99. Let me tell you, there are lighters out there that are very similar to this that are $100. This one is $14.99. It's the Vertigo Warrior. Ask for it by name at your local brick and mortar and help support Vertigo as they help support us.
Come on, seriously, $14.99 for this? Now, the body appears to be a metal body.
But it's not.
But it's not, which is actually a good thing.
This is important.
This is a good thing.
Because this is one of the lighters, and Omar was telling me, he, after listening to our commercial, he bought himself a plastic-bodied Vertigo lighter, and he flies with them all the time,
because he has
and
to
he's never been detected.
And what greater thing to go somewhere and end up having a triple jet with a big tank on it when you get to where you're going, as opposed to trying to use a Bic or trying to use a book of matches, and you end up having this great lighter. So that's the way to go with that.
Vertigo Warrior.
And thank you to Vertigo for sticking with us. So we talk about the freaking Catalina wine mixer, and that all why we continue to bring that up for 7 years and won't let it go was that's what we were talking about.
Well, I think it was about 3 years in. It was on repeat on HBO, and you had watched it three or four times, and you were starting to quote it because it's a newer movie for you. And
yes.
You're not big on
it. Came out before 2010, quotes. But we started in 2010, and I think it hit HBO or whatever it ended
right.
up hitting. So there it was. And I watched it, and I watched it again, and I said, oh, my God, this movie is so great. And that's what we were talking about in between the hours of Jonathan trying to get the mechanics to work of the show.
Failing.
And
miserably.
We actually did two shows that night with a long break in between. It was an all-nighter. To end up making it work. And we brought Christian Arroa in via phone, and we brought Victor Vitale in via in person. We had a comedian who will stay nameless.
You don't even know who he is anymore, but I know his name.
And because, frankly, he was horrible. and, you know, wasn't into cigars, but he was there for the comedic
cigarette smoker.
It. Yeah,
you know, he was supposed
no,
to be the
no.
he was supposed to be the comic relief.
Yeah,
and I honestly think it's not really a fair thing. Not every comedian can cross over. You get a guy like Lenny Clark; he can do a radio interview and be funny without needing to use his hands and use his body language. But this guy was a physical comedian. Still is.
Yeah, just couldn't.
Not
pull
really
it off.
A radio.
Plus,
guy.
I think he was having a problem with his girlfriend. He brought her first off. That was mistake number one. And
it's like bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah, they were fighting in between breaks and stuff like that. And
she walked out at one point. We had to lock her out, you know, just because we were closed. So open the door. She left, and then he's texting with her back and forth between commercials.
What?
Yeah. Longest 4 hours of my life.
Oh my God! So at the end of it, I just look at Jonathan, who brought him in, and said, "This is the guy we want to have." And I said, "I look at him, and he goes, I'll take care of it."
Yeah,
and
you'll be fired.
Walked
tomorrow.
Him out the door, and that was done. And as you heard, Tommy Grella was on the show at the beginning. And Tommy might have lasted 6 months, 9 months.
Yeah.
And
well, he opened his restaurant. So
that was before he opened his restaurant.
He
was out. And then Jonathan quit because I asked him why he didn't upload the show or something. And he was shopping or something.
Yelled at me and hurt my feelings.
Yes. And he says, okay, I'm out, which brought Chuck.
That's right.
So Chuck came in. I said, okay, let me get somebody that actually knows how to do this. And we took it to another level at that point.
Well, because you could hear everything.
Yes.
At the appropriate level.
And then Jonathan wanted back in so bad that he would show up every week. And he says, do you mind if I actually sit in?
Well, in the interest of full disclosure, you were starting to bring customers in. The show was getting very dry. You needed a little comic relief.
I thought the show was great. I thought it was going good, and we were bringing bloggers in, and we were bringing customers in.
Bloggers came in after that.
With you?
Yes.
Okay.
That was with me.
And, you know, he said, you know, I'm just, you know, I have nothing to do with the show, but he shows up every single week and just with his puppy dog eyes or something. In
yeah,
other words.
That's
We realized a few months ago that I was one of the,
you were.
I was in the first year as one of those bloggers.
You were, yeah. Yeah, and then I listened to the show, and frankly, Barry, we stopped bringing the bloggers on because they couldn't hold a conversation. They're great writers,
yeah.
But again, there's a difference of, you know, an interview with one-word answers. They wouldn't like it if they interviewed somebody and got a one-word answer. But it was tough trying to get anything out of them. They write unbelievable stories, and then when you get them on, it was like, nothing.
That's because bloggers are socially awkward.
Yeah. And we brought Barry on, not knowing who he was. He was just one of them. And we listened to the show, and you were by far the best one.
I appreciate that.
But there wasn't enough of you to go around, believe it or not.
There's definitely enough of me to go around.
And then, geez, how many years you on this now?
August will be the beginning of my third year, or July will be the beginning
okay.
of my third year.
Yeah, it was right after Father's Day, right?
Yep.
Right, so July, I believe. 3 years. The beginning of your third year, so just finished 2 years.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
2 years.
Man, it seems like so much longer than that.
Yeah.
You love it.
Yeah.
I do love it. I do.
So, again, back to the Catalina Wine Mixer, that's what we were talking about, and it was every break in between. This is the freaking Catalina Wine Mixer, and
it stuck.
So it just, it that stuck. Was it, that was it. And I hear rumor of Step Brothers 2. Being
awesome.
Made. Step Brothers 2.
About time.
Wouldn't that be fantastic if that happens?
That rumor's been floating around the intranets for a couple of years now.
Yeah, I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing.
They can't wait too long, though, because with Dumb and Dumber, that was begging for a sequel. They finally did. It was like, I forget. They didn't have like the original cast. It was like a halfway in between, right to video type thing. It was
okay.
garbage. But then, recently, in the last 2 or 3 years, I think, they came out with like an official part, too, that had Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, whoever played.
Yeah, T.O., right?
Yeah. And it wasn't bad, but so much time had elapsed. It
yeah.
kind of, you know, didn't have the momentum, whatever. So
yeah.
Step Brothers started to do it. Now's the time.
A yeah. movie like that really needs a double feature. You need to be able to watch the first one in the theater and then
yeah.
stay for the second one
so
go. That you kind of get
They don't
all the
do
stuff.
That anymore, huh? Double features. You old
no.
enough
it's
to remember
long,
that, Barry?
It's
double
a long
features?
I know of them, but they didn't
yeah.
exist.
Oh, nah, the movies are an hour and a half long now. It's no
yeah.
different than watching a regular movie back when I was a kid. They were all 3 hours.
Do you remember the first movie you ever saw in a theater?
Popeye.
Hair.
Jaws.
Hair?
Hair.
Oh, my God. What an odd movie.
Yeah, too. My cousin took me along. It was the first time I saw female breasts and
oh,
like,
oh.
First movie
and
you go
liked
for
it.
Big
and
time.
I liked it.
Yeah. What was yours, Dave? Do
oh,
you remember?
God, no idea.
No idea.
No idea.
What was
I remember
the first set of breasts you saw, though.
Yeah, I remember my mother taking me to the Boston Strangler. I was a little kid, and she says, "Come on, we're going to go see this movie." And it was a scary Boston Strangler, which the guy was. I lived in Malden, and the guy was from Malden. And then walking back home, she took me back to his house, and I'm like, "Ma, why are you doing this
wow.
to me?" And scaring the hell out of me. And and I remember that like it was yesterday. You know,
if you know Angela, you kind of get why.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
So that, yeah, that's where he had killed a woman
yeah.
on the street, and he lived at the next street over. And this is it after seeing the movie. And I'm like, "But let's get out of here," you know. And it's close to home, and I got to walk by this place. And
we've done a show on the Boston Strangler.
Yes, we have, because we had Tom Troy, that his father was
the lawyer for him, wasn't he?
Lawyer for the guy who. Everybody believes
who
is
wasn't
the Boston
really the guy, though, right?
And he knows that it's really not because he knows
who did it.
The real guy who did it. Yeah.
So, according to the Internet Movie Database, Step Brothers 2 will begin filming this summer in Linwood, California. And if you want the plot synopsis, I could give it to you. But
they're still Step Brothers?
They're still Step Brothers. They're working together in the same menial job. Dale finds out that he somehow impregnated his girlfriend. And the young woman leaves, leaving Dale and Brennan to raise the child themselves.
Can we get a cameo on the movie?
I was thinking that just now, literally. We need to be in that movie. We give
so
them
who do
so
we
much
see?
Love.
Make that happen.
Yeah. Right.
Get on that, Chuck.
Make
I'm
that
on.
Happen.
I'm on it.
We need a cameo. We need something to do with that movie because
yeah.
it's part of the Cigar Authority.
We can supply the cigars for the Catalina Wine Mixer.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful.
You only need 125 of them.
Okay. So this ding ding means it's time for the matchup of the week brought to you by VS. VS means versus, but it stands for Victor Sinclair. Victor Sinclair Cigars. Who would win this hypothetical battle? And today's hypothetical battle is in the cigar industry. We might as well talk a little about cigars while we're here.
May as well.
So Rocky Patel versus Phil Zanghi.
Former partners.
In tennis.
Are we talking table tennis or full-size tennis? It's a whole different ballgame.
We're talking full-size tennis.
Full-size tennis.
Phil Zanghi, Mr. Debonair, Rocky Patel Cigars. They both owned Indian Tobacco at one time together. Phil Zanghi started it. Rocky Patel jumped in. Then Phil Zanghi walked away. And now, actually, Phil Zanghi owns Indian Tobacco Motorcycles. So Indian Tobacco and Indian Motorcycles. By the way, you're going to be seeing Indian Tobacco cigars coming out this year, I believe.
Awesome.
Yeah, coming back.
Depends how early in the day.
How early in the
day? If it's first thing in the morning, Rocky might not have recovered from the day before.
There we go.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's actually valid data.
I got to give this one to Phil Zanghi because he is an athlete. He boxes. Tennis is a very athletic sport. There's a lot of running around going on. And I don't know if Rocky plays tennis, but I know that Phil is an athlete. So I have to give it to Phil Zanghi.
And I'll agree. It has to go to Phil, especially if there's a couple of women playing in the next court over. I think Rocky will be too easily distracted. So it'll be Phil Zanghi.
You know, this could be a gentleman's way. I am the voice for gentleman's way, the debonair way.
Yes.
So you got to support your boy. You got to support your guy. Right? Well, so I got to support Phil Zanghi.
And that
whether
be,
or not I agree with it, but that's the debonair play.
Well, that is not only the debonair play, but it is the wrong answer. Really?
Explain yourself, sir.
It is the wrong answer because a little known fact is Rocky Patel was a table tennis professional, and he
true.
Was in the Olympics.
That's why I asked if it was regular tennis
table
or table tennis.
Tennis.
It's a different game.
It's true.
But it's still...
It's not the same.
You got to imagine the table... A guy in the Olympics for table tennis can play tennis.
A tennis
better
court
than
is,
the guy that's a boxer.
It's 50 times the size. 50 times the size of regular tennis
so
court.
So you don't know these two people. One of them was in the Olympics doing table tennis, and the other one was a boxer. Who is going to win in tennis?
I'll
the
go
boxer.
The boxer because he has more stamina to run around the court.
Yeah, better condition.
Hell, I could play table tennis because there's really not much movement other than leaning to your
Listen,
left and leaning
playing,
to your right.
Not if it's a real good table tennis player. Rocky Patel said nobody will get hit off the serve. From you know he's going to hit the serve and nobody will return it. Not one person.
That could happen.
Because that's how good he is.
I can return the serve.
We're going to have to bring him in, Rocky Patel, to be in here. But I think the answer is Rocky Patel. And that's it.
Chat room agrees with you.
Okay. I do have a quick mailbag referring to last week's Versus segment.
Okay.
Thank you for reading my Versus segment idea. Apologies to David for stealing his thunder. No apologies needed. He likes it. It's always great to be a part of the show I enjoy weekly. Also, not only would I eat a puppy for $1 million, but I have eaten dog on a few occasions living in Korea.
That's not the Versus segment. That
He presented us with the Versus segment, and now he's talking about the other segment.
Oh, okay.
During the hot summer months, they believe dog meat is good for male stamina. Signed, David. P.S. I live in Korea, but I'm actually Canadian, which means...
He lives in Korea means he eats dogs.
It also means he knows Rudy.
Oh, yes.
That's what I was going with.
Lives in Korea. They eat these type of things. But still, you guys, none of you would eat the puppy, right?
I would eat the puppy. I'm on record. I would eat the puppy for $1 million. I'd do it for half a million.
Wait till you hear what we got today. Wait till you hear what we
got
today.
Can't wait, because I'm hungry.
And you can't eat it, Barry.
Oh, no.
You can't eat it. So the Cigar Authority by the numbers. So what do we got, Barry Statstein? What do you got?
Well, we can look at our top five shows, and our number one rated show or number one downloaded show was Sober Mesa with Steve Sacco when we had Cigar Cartel in the studio audience.
Ah.
Coming in at number two was Victor Vitale with the Freemasons. And number three was Cigars for Warriors, all three of which took place in November of 2015.
Wow, we
were so that was a hot month for us. Number four, which made little sense to me until Jonathan explained it, was from 2013, which is the Zeno Platinum Tour stopping here.
And we had that smoking hot girl that was on the show. She was sitting on the armrest between me and Barry. Yeah.
And
No, it wasn't Barry. Barry wasn't here.
I wasn't here.
Oh, all right. Then me and someone else, whoever our guest was.
But I remember.
And the number five show, Jonathan and Dave had nothing to do with. That would be cigar pairing with David Ortiz on my birthday of this year, which was me, Chuck, and somebody who I can't quite think of.
David Ortiz.
No, the third person.
David Ortiz.
Show. Okay, David Ortiz.
Real slow.
So first off, the David Ortiz made people download the podcast to begin with.
Right.
Plus, there's the train wreck type of thing that people tuned in to hear the train wreck.
Yes.
Barry's going to be drinking. We have to listen
there
to this.
There we go. Something's going to go really wrong with this.
Well, you guys hit that one out of the park.
Made it top five. That's pretty big.
So if you look at this, is there anything, like if we want to continue to grow the business, what is the hook here? And it seems like the hook is having the guest or having somebody, and Freemasons are obviously really nothing about cigars or something, but it was something interesting.
Well, there's a group behind him, and maybe a lot of Freemasons downloaded the podcast.
Cigar Cartel was a whole bunch of them were going to be here anyway, so they're guys that and girls that went online and said they're here and tune in, I guess, and kind of pushed it along for us, thank you, as the number one podcast ever. And frankly, Steve Sarka was pretty hot. That was him launching it.
Correct.
Right? Yep. That was a big deal. You think the Zeno thing was that the girl was there? They don't know the girl was there.
Her picture is the picture on the video. You can see her right there.
But nobody's – this is podcast, not video, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. It's a podcast. They can't see it.
All right.
David O'Shea makes sense. I don't know why that ended up there. But maybe. She has millions of friends and said, hey, I was on, possibly. Okay. So 49.9% of our listeners listen via iPhone.
Yep.
Half the people listen on iPhone. That's unbelievable.
And only 9% via Android, so we know who the winner on the cell phone is.
There we go.
Right there. We're listened to in all 50 states, with our top five states being California, Texas, New York, Pennsylvania, and Florida, which basically means we win the presidency.
Right, right.
That's right. Where does New Hampshire rank? Our home base here.
Our home base comes in 27th.
27th?
What?
Yeah. Which to me is good because you got to figure New Hampshire's in the bottom percentile of residencies, of residents.
It's a small state.
Right. Yeah. So for it to be in the top 50%. Mm.
So I see Vermont at 48. Who's the worst?
The worst would be Wyoming, which also showed the biggest growth of any state.
Because we went from 1 to 2?
We went from 1 to 5.
From 1 to 37.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's a good jump. It's a very good jump.
And last is actually North Dakota.
Is now North Dakota.
Come on, Andy. Let's go, baby. Pick it up. Can't be last.
That probably is the same in the cigar industry as far as sales of cigars, right?
Probably.
Yeah. I imagine. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense.
We're listened to in 129 out of 196 countries. And once you step outside the USA, top listeners come from Canada, United Kingdom, Germany, Sweden, and Australia.
So it makes sense, United States, Canada, United Kingdom, English-speaking countries.
Correct.
And then it goes to Germany, Sweden, and Australia.
I'm going to think Germany had something to do with Dortmund, and you know we were mentioned at the Dortmund show.
Yeah, it's big. Okay, yeah, mentioned. Aren't we the... what are we?
The recipients of the ambassadors.
Ambassador of cigars. Still reigning champions.
That's right. So, guys, I think it'd be inappropriate, Barry, so I'm going to interrupt, but we should really give a shout-out here to our longest listener.
This is Rudy from the chat box up in Canada, where, yes,
since
we
day
celebrate
one, right?
Christmas,
yes.
Thanksgiving, and
incredible.
Hanukkah.
And he's still with us today.
We even have electricity and the internet.
He's got his own bumper.
You're listening to the Cigar Authority right here on the United Cigar Retailers Radio Network.
It was interesting. He came up for the Two Guys anniversary show and left the day before the show. He's actually never been live. Never live on the show.
I'm right. He's called probably, in a couple of times.
Yeah.
Some countries of note. We're listened to in Cuba by more than one person.
Yes, we are.
Territory of Palestine, Isle of Man, Kenya, and Iran. Our largest age demographic is 25 to 34.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave, you might be surprised to hear that 12% of our listeners are female. Ladies, how you doing?
Wow, Barry.
I am very surprised. 12% are women. 12%. How does the computer know that?
Google Analytics tracks age, gender, also interests.
Do you know what Dave tried making his iPhone not do? tracking him.
I think I got it.
He turned off Siri, and he thinks that whatever the phone was doing to him is now not doing to him anymore.
I talk about things, and then I put my phone on, and it advertises the things I've been talking about during the day. And I don't like it at all.
Let me guess, you're seeing ads for pizza.
Yes.
You're on every pizza registry in the tri-state area.
Yeah. And your point is?
I don't think it has to do with your phone listening to you.
So the Cigar Authority is a podcast, is the real thing of it. This is something to listen to. If you're watching on here, I don't think it plays very well because we don't have a lot going on. Not audio or video, but on video, it's just ridiculous.
Well, we now have two cameras, so...
And we're all wearing smoking jackets. I mean, we're looking sharp.
We're trying. We're trying to improve. But I look at the stats that I have here on the audio version of it and the video and the listen-to version. And what I find, you know, and this is part of the thing of being a self-employed person owning a company, that we look at numbers of, you know, try to find out what's going on here. So I look on the podcast, and the number one month for our podcast is November. You saw that actually on our biggest shows. Yep. It is also year after year, depending on it doesn't matter what year it was on those. November is our number one in the state, in the time around November is our number one, meaning our number two is October. So November is our number one month. Yep. For people listening. But when you go to the video portion of it or the CigarAuthority.com blog part of it, it is July.
Which is when a lot of new cigars are introduced. You got the trade show.
Ah. All my life, I was going to guess July.
Really?
Yeah.
That more people are reading than listening.
Yes.
And you want to find out what's new, what's hot, when it's coming.
Okay, so more people.
Summer months,
and huge. Mm-hmm. I mean... In some cases, three times as much.
Well,
July.
Think about it. You got weddings, you got golf outings, you got a lot of events and circumstances that will call for celebratory type gatherings, if you will. So I would think that people want to do research or diligence, hit the web. That's my thought.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. It makes sense. You know, I scratch my head at some of these things and say, why is one thing over the other? But that actually makes sense. I understand it. What about the cigar? Fratello, this is the Corona, and the Cigar Authority care package has it, so we have everybody smoking along, I hope, and trying to taste what I'm tasting, and I'll go first. Honey Bunches of Oats. Cereal. Honey Bunches of Oats.
I got...
Just say you nailed it, Dave.
Yeah!
Nailed it.
No.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
No. I've got well done toast. It's not burnt. It's well done. Very very crispy. A little bit of breadiness to it, but toasted.
I'll agree. Before you put the butter on, that first bite, that might not have the butter spread
on
it.
So Honey Bunches of Oats is oats toasty cereal, right?
But it's oats versus yeast.
Yeah, there's a little yeastiness over here.
I think I nailed it.
You're an island unto yourself.
Okay.
Sorry.
But not unto myself. There's a whole bunch of people listening, so they're going to all go in the chat room right now and say, Dave nailed it. It's unbelievable how he does this. What a palate he has.
I also have a little bit of espresso on the finish.
Yeah? And I'm smoking back-to-back. I smoked a cigar before the show even started, and I was tasting that. So you guys are wrong. I'm right.
I'm with you on the espresso. With you there.
All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, he's probably the biggest man in the cigar industry. Not for selling the most cigars, but actually in size. He's huge. and he makes a hell of a cigar. But he has a huge announcement for us. This is breaking news on the Cigar Authority. We got the scoop. He's going to tell us when he gets here. Omar DeFrias from Fratello Cigars joined us. We got the scoop, and we're live from Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. You're listening to the Cigar Authority on the United Podcast Network.
There was a time when cigars were the hallmark of elegance and success. In this time gone by, the aficionado would revel in opening a beautiful box, only to find their favorite celebratory smoke emblazoned with a heritage-laden band. It's time to put the bundle down and travel back to this golden age. For your voyage, may we humbly suggest the only cigar worthy of being packaged in a handmade marble box. Berlin Wall Series from Hammer & Sickle. live well. It's an exquisite day here at the Jensen Estate Patio overlooking the 13th Green.
And we're underway. Jim Jensen has chosen his favorite stick.
The Diamond Crown No. 4 by J.C. Newman.
See the way he holds the cigar, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent balance and heft.
Ooh, he's eyeing the silky Connecticut Shade wrapper, fermented twice for the smoothest, richest flavor.
And hand-rolled by the Fuente family with a blend of 6 to 7 distinct Dominican and Caribbean Basin tobacco leaves.
Each lovingly aged for at least 5 years. Oh, now Jensen's lighting up the Diamond Crown.
He's got a precision burn, Tom.
Mm, those highly complex flavors with hints of dark chocolate really deliver, Bill.
Yes, like all cigars in J.C. Newman's premium Diamond Crown line.
That'd be the highly rated Maximus and the Julius Caesar.
Ah, now Jensen's settling in, rolling the rich smoke through his nose.
Look at the satisfaction on his face, Bill.
Oh, a thing of beauty, Tom.
Experience the premium Diamond Crown brand by J.C. Newman at select retailers or Diamond Crown Lounge near you. Find us on Facebook at J.C. Newman Cigar Co. or visit DiamondCrown.com.
I want to talk to you today about my friend Glenn Case from Christoph Cigars. I've known him for many years. Glenn is a very nice guy, one of the nicest guys in the industry. Always friendly, always happy. So when I heard his brand Christoph was pissed off, I was surprised. Christoph Cigars have always been known as smooth and rich, and the pissed off Christoph is just that. But there's something else happening here. A natural San Andreas wrapper, the binder, Indonesian, and the filler, Nicaraguan. And like Glenn Case, the cigar starts off sweet, but then it gets pissed off. And like Bruce Banner, you don't want to piss off Glenn Case about Christoph Cigars. Or do you? Expect some spins and a nicotine kick. Strap yourself in for a ride. Pissed off Christoph is deceivingly strong. You've been warned. Sold in 10-count boxes, 4 sizes including Churchill, 6x60, Robusto, and Corona Gorda. The hottest new brand is the Pissed Off Christoph. Take it for a ride.
Since 1964, Padron Cigars have had the same mission, with over 50 years spent to create a perfect cigar, and more than 100 years to create a perfect legacy. The Padron family understands the significance of time. Padron delivers only the finest handmade complex cigars with the flavor of the Cuban heritage, out of which the Padron recipe was born. The Padron mission is simple: exceptional quality of their cigars and not the quantity produced. As a vertically integrated family-owned company, personal attention to every detail is taken in all steps of the tobacco growing and cigar making process. Padron Cigars. They give you, the cigar smoker, the confidence that each cigar is the same. Perfect. Padron Cigars. Handcrafted since 1964.
I want to tell you about my friend Hochi Blanco, a fourth-generation Dominican cigar maker known for growing tobacco and producing highly acclaimed cigars for other people. As some things stay the same, other things have to change. Finally, Hochi's factory, Tabacalera Palmer, has produced a cigar that not only belongs to the factory, but pays homage to the cigar rolling room known as La Galera. The La Galera Connecticut blend is special, using an Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, surrounding a Dominican blend of Piloto Cubano, Criollo 98, and a varietal that Hochi named T112. With exception of the wrapper, Hochi grows all of the La Galera tobaccos himself and carefully watches over every step. The flavor, smooth, but still offering plenty of flavor in all sizes, paying homage to the people and tools used in the factory. Now for the amazing part. La Galera Connecticut has a suggested retail price ranging from $4.95 to $6 and has been awarded the Cigar of the Year by the Cigar Authority. La Galera Connecticut, creating their own version of the Connecticut cigar because they demand more.
This is Armand Asante, and you are listening to the Cigar Authority on the United Cigar Retailers Radio Network.
And we are back live from the La Flor Dominicana Cigar Studios. You're listening to the Cigar Authority. It's the Catalina Wine Mixer and the Cigar Authority's 7th anniversary. And we're mixing it up with the owner and founder of Fratello Cigars, Omar De Frias. Welcome back, Omar.
Guys, as always, it is my pleasure to be sitting right next to you fellas. It is an amazing day of snow here in New Hampshire.
Isn't it beautiful? The beautiful weather. Sunny New Hampshire.
God. I mean, I just came back from Phoenix and, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So, every time I walk out, man, I got to watch out where I go. About to fall my big 6'9" Dominican butt in the floor. It's been bad.
And how do you like your coach seat here on American Airlines?
I think it's a, you know, for a 6'9", 300-pound guy, man, I mean, we need a little bit of space. So every time I sit right next to my man, Barry, I feel very comfortable. So I feel cozy.
There we go. Cozy is a good word. Cozy. That's a nice way to end up saying it.
Yes, sir.
So before we get into anything else, I heard the rumor of what's going on. I've been talking about these mergers and acquisition things for quite a while, saying there's a lot happening in the cigar industry, and I don't believe the press release comes out till Monday, but honored that you are willing to share it with all of us today. So tell us the scoop.
Well, guys, I mean, I didn't come to this decision lightly. I mean, this was something that we've been working on for quite a bit of time. But I finally got the okay from my good friend Steve Saka to release the word that he and I are going to be merging, and we're going to be working together in the next couple of years, and we're getting together, and it's going to be Fratello and Saka.
Fratello and Saka as one.
Yes, sir.
This is huge news. So is it Dunbarton Tobacco and Trust? Or?
No. It's going to be Fratello and Saka. So we're going to come out with a cigar called Fraca.
Fraca.
Nice. Yeah. So it's something that we've been working on quite a bit of time now. It's not something that that I came lightly to a decision, because Fratello's been doing so well, and I know Sobremesa has been doing so well. But the fact that
two of the biggest men in the cigar
absolutely
industry is merged.
He's so round. I'm so tall. I mean, it's a perfect 10. You know,
perfect 10.
You can get really creative with this.
Point. Thank you.
Yes.
So I'm sorry, Steve. I had to come out and say it. It was something that was a decision that I just had to. Why wait till Monday when we got right here? 7th anniversary. This is the time.
This is the time. This is very big. On this day, April 1st, 2017.
That's right.
That's right.
So what do you guys think about that? I think that was a good move for me as a company.
I think it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear what one of our highest ranking episodes? Was it the number one episode, Barry?
It was the number one episode.
Number one episode with Steve Saka.
Well, I mean, he won't be too angry with me by just coming out right now and saying it out loud, which is great. Okay,
so today's date has nothing to do with this. This is 100% legitimate.
Yeah, no, it's 100% legitimate. I don't know what you mean by today's date. I mean, it's April 1st. Well, what is that?
April Fools, everybody!
Oh, man.
April Fools!
I would have gone all day long.
Yeah, you could have played this up,
man. I could have kept on driving. And Steve, can you post another picture, another sack of question, and say, hey, is it true what Omar is saying? It's absolutely.
This is how it starts. It starts as a joke before you know it.
So the interesting thing was, how many people turned it off at that point and is going to...
Someone's texting Steve right now. Yes. Your phone's going to blow up. So today is April 1st, which is April Fool's Day, sometimes called All Fool's Day. It is celebrated every year on April 1st by playing practical jokes and spreading hoaxes. The jokes and their victims are called April Fools. People playing April Fool's jokes expose their prank by shouting April Fools. Some newspapers, magazines, and other published medias report fake stories, which
fake
are
news?
Usually
fake news.
No,
explained the next day or below the news section in very small letters. And there's conflicting reports on when this started. Some say in the 1300s. Some say in the 1500s when Europe switched over to the Gregorian calendar. They used to celebrate the first of the year in April. Last week of March going into April, and then the calendar switched to be January 1st. So the people that were slow, because they didn't have the intranets back then.
Oh, they didn't.
So people that were slow to get the news were still celebrating the first of the year on April 1st, and this is where it all started.
I was looking forward to, though, like a 10x60 called the mother fracca.
Dude, I like the fracca. We got something here, buddy. Maybe we should do another collaboration and see how
that
goes.
If it comes out next
more
year, the two of you end
I
up
repeat,
actually merging.
This is how it starts.
This is how it starts.
It's actually not a bad idea.
The 10 fracca. I like that.
So both of you are making a cigar at Cuy de Nicaragua.
That's right.
So it all made sense, and I would love to see something like that. Yeah. But I believe you are going to see mergers happening. Not just acquisitions, but there's lots of talks about people getting together. And, you know, if you don't put an all-star team together, that's a pretty good start right there, right?
Yes, it is.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Both
no
of
doubt.
You have no problem with the – you have both the gift of gab, as they say.
Yeah.
You can spin the story.
Can you imagine that event?
Like, oh, my God.
Omar,
take a picture with
together.
A perfect 10.
It's a perfect 10.
I can't see the two of them actually coexisting in the same room, trying to work a room that way, but I could see them splitting.
No, it'd
country.
Be like Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. You know?
Yeah,
like,
that's
it's
right,
epic.
That's right. It's like, hey, Steve, you handle the door. I handle the humor. Or we're all in. It'd be awesome. So those that don't know you, Omar, and we've had you on the show before, but some new listeners, you were somebody I had met in Washington, D.C. while you were working for NASA.
That's right.
And I found that so bizarre that here was a guy, top-ranking guy with all the government secrets and all that stuff, and here you are handing me a cigar and said, you know, I'd like you to not only realizing that I was maybe in the cigar industry or something, but I'd love to get my cigar in New Hampshire. And I said, you know who I am? And he said, yeah, I know who you are, and I'd love to get it in there. And I said, oh, no, you're getting in the cigar business. And all the stuff was going on.
Yeah.
Why I was there, why I was in Washington, D.C., was we had so many problems. And here was this guy getting in. And I told you, don't quit the day job.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And
you did the exact opposite.
Yes, which is good. Hey, a lot of people made a lot of money doing the opposite of what I told
them. Exactly
to
right. That's exactly right. I'll tell you a story. I mean, it's true. When we met, it was back in 2014. I haven't been 6 or 7 months in business. We were starting off. I was, our energy level. My energy level has always been very high. So I've always been,
on a scale
driven.
Of 1 to 10, you're a 15, 16
yeah,
on a bad day.
Yeah, you remember when I beat you in the salsa contest?
We all
know that. No, level. I remember a contest that we had that was fixed.
I remember
it being fixed. People subtracting points from the round before.
I'm going to suggest you guys look it up. Look it up next time. Go to YouTube.
Pants off, dance off.
Omar, you can make your own decision.
Yes.
But it's true. I mean, we met in this was 6, 7 months in the business. And I remember after I gave you my cigar and you guys did the show, I remember listening to the show as well and you giving a little bit of information on how we met. And the story was very true. And when I got a chance to came out here and we had a chance to sit down, I told you that eventually – you know, this is my dream. I want to continue with driving Fratello to the point that I can eventually quit my job at NASA and do this full time. And you know, 6 months ago I pulled the trigger. No retirement, no nothing. I just said this is the time for me. I achieved where I wanted to go. I spoke with my wife, and here we are. And it's been an amazing.
And
6 months.
What a wife she is to back you up, and.
Through a decision of something you want to do. But
something of this magnitude to say, you know what, I'm behind you 100%, go for it.
I'll tell you another story, guys. I mean, when you hear buy low, sell high in investing and in anything that you do is very true. I mean, this industry has been under attack for a long time, and nothing worse than quitting your job after an FDA decision 3 months before that, that could affect and change the lives of everybody and everything in the industry. But I looked at it and I said, this is an opportunity for me to go in and go in higher. I as people leave their brands, as people are, quitting the jobs, quitting the road, I see opportunity for larger real estate. And so I am looking to expand. We are looking for that further growth. And guys, I will be darned if we're not going to be one of those guys with staple humidors and those.
I hope so. And I urge our listeners, if you haven't tried Fratello before, go to your favorite brick and mortar store. Give it a try.
Talk about a
couple
Cinderella
cigars.
Story at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
I mean, this
want
is the guy you
want to
get behind.
You want him to succeed and give him a shot. He's a new up-and-comer, and, it takes a long time to get there and get you to try the cigar. But we have, 1,000 people smoking a cigar right now, seeing what they think of it. If you end up liking it, go purchase a couple of cigars. It'll make a difference.
Absolutely.
You know, For your wife, that not only that you're 100% in, she's 100% in because she's the girl in the office.
That's right.
And we're talking about a lean company. I mean, you're three.
That's That's right. That's right. We've kept it lean. We've kept it strong. I don't overinvest in things that I live within my means. I travel within my means. I don't try to overexpand. All of a sudden, do crazy things and try to get the cigar in places where I know I won't have a chance. I mean, we're 675 retailers in the U.S.
Wow,
right?
That is very good.
That's great.
42 states, hands down. The cigar is out there. People have been smoking it. And I got a great blend. I mean, Joya de Nicaragua has done an amazing job with blending all of these different flavors and Fratello with that Peruvian tobacco filler, with the Nicaraguan Estelili Hero, with the Habano Jalapa wrapper. I mean, it is an outstanding blend. People have loved it. We keep on getting the great support of the people out there.
Yeah.
Dominican guy going into a Nicaraguan factory, what was that like as far as a mindset? And the only reason I'm asking is we've got a fairly large Dominican population here. They come in and they want to smoke Dominican cigars and support the motherland.
That's right.
And not that you're not being supportive, but what is it about Joya de Nicaragua that made you as a Dominican say, you know what, that's where I want my cigars made?
It's two things. It was the people, Juan Ignacio, Mario, the guys at Joya, I think, are some of the best people out there, hands down. I mean, serious, we get down, we work, their work ethic is spotless. For me, that was one of the biggest things. I needed to make sure that the people behind it was the number one decision for me choosing a factory. And also the fact that the tobacco that they have is one of the smaller factories that have a little bit of a different access to tobacco. These guys have tobacco for me.
They've got resources, for sure.
They got the resources. My blend hasn't changed in this many years, which is great. You know, but tobacco, as everybody knows, tobacco evolves, but as long as you have the right hands behind it, driving the tobacco, driving the purchasing, driving the blends, we'll continue to make great cigars.
Okay, so you do have a special cigar for us coming in the next hour. We're going to light it up.
Sweet.
And this is something I've been doing now for 8 years, of coming out and asking a different cigar brand owner if we could label their product with the special cigar that's come out, and it's the Firecracker.
That's right.
And I'll show it over here for those that are watching on the camera. This is the Fratello Firecracker. We're looking at an unfinished foot, the long pigtail that's tucked inside the Fratello band, which is another unique product. The Fratello band, when you look at the Fratello band, you know it from a mile away.
Absolutely.
And you start smoking a cigar, and you're going to be a beeline right over to where those cigars are in all the stores, because it definitely stands out.
That's
it's
right.
Very, very different. But the Fratello Firecracker, when are we going to see this?
So we're going to be shipping it back to the States around the May time frame. So it will be available by June 10th.
Okay, June 10th, we're going to release it to, and you're confident we're going to have it a couple days in advance?
Guys,
you're going
to get
it
a couple of days in advance. Yeah. The packaging is amazing. It's a beautiful bundle blend. It's got the right packaging. We did a little investment on that to make sure that it's got just the people's attentions. It is amazing. We also tweaked it slightly to give it a little bit more of that touch of Ligero, but not make it too full body. But you smoked it, Dave, and
yes.
And you don't appreciate too many full body cigars.
Yeah,
this is definitely not that.
Yeah, it's supposed to, it's a firecracker, so it's supposed to be a boom when you light the cigar up, and you're smoking a juiced up basically Fratello cigar,
that's right.
and that's what you get.
You're gonna get
and
that.
We're gonna smoke it in the next hour and do that. But you were nice enough to bring a handful of them for us to try again, and because the cigars, you say, need a little more time.
That's right.
Even though you wait a year or so before you put
That's
a
right.
cigar, you just wait until the right time.
That's right, absolutely.
Well, I will say this. I asked Barry before the show, during pregame to the pregame, have you tried Fratello's Firecracker? And your response, Barry?
I've smoked quite a number of them.
Quite a number of them.
As they were, sitting there aging, and you smoke it again. The idea was, we need this for 4th of July, obviously.
Right.
And, when can we get it? And now it's okay, June 10th.
Yeah.
You can announce the day we're going to release it.
That's
and
right.
I tell you the day you're going to release it, because we plan and hope to actually sell it off very, very quickly.
That's right.
This is something that's boom, and it's over, and that's it. And then you have them, and then on the 4th of July, hopefully you light it up, and you do a little social media
right.
with it,
and
show a little support to Fratello, and show it off, and that's the idea of it. And it's just a little fun thing we've been doing
it's
for years.
It's a crazy flavor, though. I mean, the cigar came out so good. We tweaked it. We let it age. We let it sit. We tweaked it again. We modified a couple of things to make sure that it does have that bang right off the bat. And it catches people's attention. It catches on that creaminess of the tobacco. So I think we did an outstanding job.
Okay, very quickly, I'm going to go into the offer of the day right now. And it's time to hear the Don Rafael offer of the day, brought to you by Don Rafael Cigars. Everyone has a price. Would you do this? And if so, would you do it? For how much would you do it for? So the offer right now is I'm offering $10,000.
I'm interested.
This is hypothetical. I'm not actually giving you $10,000.
I'm less interested.
I was like, okay, we're in.
But wait till you hear what you have to do to get $10,000. Very, very quickly. We talked about this cigar, and when we light it, it's going to be a punch in the face right off the bat. So what I would like you to do is punch your wife in the face for $10,000.
Oh, hell to the yes.
Oh, yes.
What?
No. Right in the face. Boom.
You're like, take it, baby. Take it well.
Take it for the my wife has a high tolerance for pain. She'll understand.
Wow. Boom. Dave, what inspired this question?
I don't know. I just
none of your business. That's what inspired it, Chuck.
The punch in the face you get from smoking the Fratello firecracker.
Boom.
So would you punch your wife in the face for $10,000?
I predict the rest of the people on the panel checking out. I'm just saying.
I've actually done it. By accident, turning over in bed at night.
We'll be right back.
Putting my arm out, and I nailed her right in the face.
But this is going to be a deliberate.
This is on purpose.
No way.
No, because she could be.
Yeah. She could be Jack, no way.
No effing way, dude.
Right.
No, I'm talking, no I'm going to look her in the eye like I would the puppy that I was eating last week and just haul off and boom.
And with the puppy in the hands. Like, do it with the puppy in the hands.
While
and
I'm
punch
eating
right
one
here.
Of its legs. That's $1,010,000 right there.
I think we're going to have some interesting dinner conversation tonight.
Yes, we are.
Hell, yes, we are.
So, Omar, I got a question for you from the chat room. While you were working for NASA, a lot of people that are out on the West Coast kind of felt like the cigar was an East Coast thing because of your travel limitations. Now that you're no longer with NASA, how's the expansion going out west? Specifically, one of our listeners in California want to know when he could start seeing his cigar, your cigar out there.
What part of California? That's the thing.
That I didn't California get.
Well, NASA has massive. A location in San Fran.
Yeah,
right?
So we have a location in San Francisco. It's going to be in San Francisco. I go to San Francisco every single year. We got great tobacconists out there, like Telforce Pipe and Tobacco, you know, Briar Patch in Sacramento. So I go out there at least once a year. Southern California, a little bit different for me. So he's definitely right about me trying to tackle Southern California because it's such a massive state.
Yeah.
One year I did an interesting trek, guys, because I am a road warrior. I'm on the road all the time. And when I was in California, I landed in L.A. I did a couple of roads, you know, visited a couple of shops in Los Angeles. And I just started driving north and ended up in Sacramento. I mean, it took me a week, guys. I mean, between it, stopping and the different locations, getting into I mean, it's a long.
I have the answer for you.
Wait, you should always
rent a bagger, a motorcycle. You got all your stuff, all your supplies, your overnight bag, and then you can make it faster because when there's traffic, you just go in the breakdown lane and zip on by.
Let me tell you something, man. Big men are not meant to be on motorcycles. Okay?
Just get a big motorcycle.
I'm going to tell you right now, we're not men. Yeah. We're two wheels, okay? We need something that stabilizes, you know, ourselves around here, okay?
Can't be a wheelie contest.
That is no boarding or things that are not meant for big people like me, okay? That's a reality.
All right.
Anyway, while you should always support your local brick and mortar, you can find Fratello Cigars at twoguyscigars.com.
That's right.
But when you can, support your local brick and mortar.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. What about coffee? You're going full bore with coffee.
Going full
blown
on coffee.
How does somebody get a hold of your coffee?
So, coffee?
Yeah, man.
We got a
coffee blend that we launched in 2013.
Do you think he maintains this level of energy without caffeine?
This is called caffeine, man. I'm telling you hands down, this is all caffeine. No, we got a beautiful coffee line, man, that we are rebranding. We're launching this year, and we're going to be making it available on our website as well as brick and mortars across the nation.
It's Frocka Coffee.
Hey, I think you got something there, you know, the Big Ten, Frocka. I think we got some. I mean, we got a beautiful blend of coffee that we actually paired with our cigars. So it's something actually that I'm a big coffee guy. Again, you don't keep this level of energy without drinking a lot of coffee. So we ended up pairing our coffee blend with our cigar. So you guys should be looking at that, you know, very soon, you know, revamping it and getting it out on bigger mortar shelves.
Well, no April Fool's joke. We're talking about mergers, acquisitions, whatnot. Yeah. I'm going to put this out there. I'm just going to throw it out there to the universe. I think that two guys should be maybe revolutionary in cigar stores, tobacconists. carrying coffee, because we've done pairing episodes, and in my opinion, nothing pairs better with a cigar than coffee.
Absolutely.
To carry coffee, I think, would be a nice introduction to expand the business, help others that are...
Can you tell me some successes of that cigar stores that have coffee
department? I will. As a matter of fact, one of my biggest stores and strongest accounts, Stogie's Horror Class, my boy Jorge out there in Houston, Texas, he actually has his own machine where he actually pours in our five-pound bags into the machine, and everybody in his lounge can go in and just try the Fratello coffee. And there's a sign there that has Fratello coffee pairing with our cigars, and we rock and roll.
Really? There
you go. It is amazing. It really is. I mean, but he has the machine for it. I mean, when you have to have, like, somebody actually go in and make it and stuff like that, much harder, because there's you sort of got to take care of it.
Sure.
Much easier when you simply put a cup, like, you know, some, a lot of Jorge's customers, they just put in a cup and say, hey, I want a little bit of, you know, darker, I want this, and, you know, I want a sugar or not, and everything is done. Beautiful machine, not cheap by any means.
Sure.
But we sell, you know, a lot of pounds of coffee in that shop. Right. So that's a perfect example of right. one shop that does it very, very well.
All right. You're going to be here at Two Guys Smoke Shop the rest of the day.
That's right.
If anybody's listening live and wants to come by and see Omar, he's running specials on his stuff. Come on down. Say hi to him. If you're anywhere across the world or something, look for Fratello Cigars and do me a personal favor and pick up a few. Give it a try. Sure. Help out the small guy. He's a big guy, but he's a small company right now, and we gotta turn that around.
That's right.
All right. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
All right.
You.
When we come back, we're gonna remember some memories of the Cigar Authority. We're gonna be eating and drinking and smoking. We're live from Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire, and you're listening to the Cigar Authority on the United Podcast Network.
And when you happen to be smoking your Fratello cigar, always remember, keep the lid end out of your mouth.
Stepping into the aging room has a new meaning at Aging Room Cigars as Rafael Nodel has traveled to Spain, where the idea for Aging Room Solera was born. The Solera method of aging has been used for centuries in the making of wine, sherry, brandy, and rum. The method mixes different vintages, allowing them to age together. For Aging Room Solera, Rafael takes several tobacco vintages and puts them in bales where they age together for another 12 to 18 months. This allows the tobaccos to marry for a longer period of time. At the end of the aging process, Aging Room Solera becomes a balanced and complex cigar with a fantastic price point. Aging Room Solera. It will have you calling for an encore.
In a time where humidors are overflowing and retailers' shelves are on the verge of buckling, there is one brand that stands out amongst the rest. Sereno Cigar Company offers four distinct blends. The Connecticut, the Medio, Maduro, and Maduro XX, all aged to perfection. Crafted at the La Corona Cigar Factory in Esteli, Nicaragua, each artfully crafted blend comes to life by the experienced hands of master blender Omar Gonzalez Alemán and industry veteran Anthony Sereno. To create this masterpiece, a combination of hand-selected filler tobaccos from the fertile soil of Esteli and Jalapa are aged for over 5 years and then draped with a luxurious wrapper leaf to bring you an endlessly complex and majestic experience. A post-roll aging process of two additional years allows the blend to marry, creating unmistakable and ever-changing tasting notes that tantalize the palate, leaving you anticipating each and every draw. Visit SerenoCigars.com for a list of retailers, and you can always find Sereno Cigars available online at TwoGuysCigars.com. Sereno, a majestic cigar age to perfection.
You've heard us talking before about the best cigar magazine in the world, Cigar Journal. You want to know what makes Cigar Journal the best cigar magazine? Cigar Journal covers every angle of the cigar world. From exclusive stories and features, insightful interviews with industry power players, detailed cigar reviews, and of course, all the latest news and reports surrounding premium cigars. We're telling you, you will be impressed. Cigar Journal has stunning images, explanations of cigar science basics. This is the magazine for any cigar enthusiast, or better yet, passionado. Cigar Journal covers cigars in the U.S. and around the world and is printed right here in the USA. You owe it to yourself to discover the world's best cigar magazine, Cigar Journal.
Journal, available at your local cigar retailer and on the web at their new website, CigarJournal.com. That's CigarJournal.com.
The La Galera Habano uses a classic wrapper on a staple cigar for a classy company. Hi there, this is David Garofalo of the Cigar Authority, and I need to tell you about La Galera Habano. The La Galera Habano is an authentic cigar elaborated with the hands of the best cigar rollers of Tabacalera Palma in the Dominican Republic. Blended around an outstanding, flavorful Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, the Dominican-grown Corojo binder, and the filler made up of Piloto Cubano, Criollo 98, and Piloto de Oro, creating a medium to full-bodied, attractively consistent, and aromatic smoke that envies no other. I love this cigar. Have you tried La Galera Habano yet? Well, what are you waiting for? Available at better cigar shops worldwide is La Galera Habano. The wait is over. La Galera Habano.
It was 2010 on my 50th birthday. Nick Perdomo from Perdomo Cigars showed up in my office and honored me with a gift. It was a box of cigars. But this box of cigars was not what I expected. One I never saw before. Something without the Perdomo name on it. It was my name, Garofalo. Garofalo Cigars has my name on it, but it was blended and created by Perdomo as a gift of a brand of cigars. So what should you expect from a Garofalo cigar? Rich layers of complex flavors, but offered in a mild to medium body profile. A blend comprised of fine Cuban seed Nicaraguan tobaccos, including a triple fermented 5-year-aged Connecticut shade wrapper. I'm honored to have Garofalo, my name, surrounding such a wonderful cigar. I would be honored if you would give a Garofalo cigar a try. Garofalo Cigars, an honor.
This is the Cigar Authority.
That's right.
The authority.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
On everything cigar.
Got too far.
In.
There's too much to lose.
And out of the cigar industry.
Keep our composure.
With your host.
Come on, Diablo.
David Garofalo.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? One, two, three. Velociraptor.
Mr. Jonathan.
You know what? I respect women. I love women. I respect them so much that I completely stay away from them.
Barry Stein.
What an incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere. A former Greenskeeper now about to become the Masters Champion.
And Chuck Morrison.
I'm the dude. So that's what you call me. That or his dudeness or, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
It's time to light him up.
Favorite non-pornographic magazine to masturbate to.
It's time.
Good housekeeping.
For the Cigar Authority.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
And we are back with hour number two, broadcasting live from the Fluid Dominicana Cigar Studios with 7 years of broadcasting under our belt. We are continuing the self-proclaimed The Cigar Authority, and we're not going to hold back. And where are we headed? Where are we going? We're going to find that out. We welcome back, everybody, to The Cigar Authority, 7th anniversary show.
Yeah, baby, and you're listening to The Cigar Authority, the only show that doesn't just allow smoking. We insist, we demand that you light up along with us. You tune in at thecigarauthority.com where you can watch us live or catch the podcast on demand at any time. Simply find us on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, or podbean.com where you can set it and forget it.
So we got an unbelievable cake
Holy
here.
Crap.
It's a three-ply or whatever you call it, three-layer.
Three huge layers.
Yeah, three huge layers. Pretty awesome. We have Beach Pizza.
Yeah.
Which is right behind us in Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem. If you want to try a different type of pizza, it's a little sweet square.
I'll never admit it in New York, but I actually like it better than New York-style pizza.
There you go, buddy. You're off
and
camera.
I definitely like it better than a Chicago pizza.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Because that's not real pizza.
Oh.
So you know what doesn't go good?
Why did our ratings go down in Illinois?
I don't know. You know what doesn't go good with a pairing is cake. In red wine.
No.
Speak for yourself.
Does it go at all? You like it?
Oh, yeah. It's a good time.
Oh, my God.
We also have Fratello cupcakes.
Yes.
Fratello brought
Omar
the cupcakes
came packing,
in.
Being
beautiful.
The gentleman that he is.
He is.
So the beach pizza with the Fratello brought out a little bit of synonym.
Whoa.
He's back, folks.
Yeah, he's back. And Scott Weeks just sent out a message in the chat room offering congratulations on 7 great years of broadcasting. Nobody brings information with the perfect amount of humor like the professionals that we are.
Wow. There we go. There's a commercial right there. Thanks, wow. Scott Weeks.
What a liar.
Recluse Cigars. And there's a lot of manufacturers who claim they don't listen to this, but they do because they end up quoting some stupid things that we end up doing. Or, why did you say this? And
you were listening.
Somebody told me, yeah, you got caught. There's nothing wrong. Don't be ashamed to listen to Cigar Authority. Is there something to be shameful
It's a yet? Guilty pleasure.
Yes.
There's no shame.
And we see that the most people right now that are listening, it is Monday morning. Monday morning. That they're on the way to work and they're listening to the Cigar Authority. I don't know why is that. Weekends they're not going to bother, and then they
doing the family thing with the kids.
Oh, yeah. They got to commute to work, you know.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Driving to work.
Yeah. So and we even look at our numbers as we say that are in New Hampshire, and New Hampshire is. You know, whatever it was, number 30-something or whatever it was.
27.
I don't know where Mass falls in, but Garrett drove all the way up from the Boston area.
Yes.
18th. Come on up and
he's 18th.
Yes.
Nice.
Massachusetts 18. So we're doing better in Massachusetts than we are in New Hampshire.
Correct.
And if you look at our parking lot, we're doing better in Massachusetts than we are in New Hampshire. It's tax True. Reasons for that, right? As we get closer to tax season, there's issues there. So we talked about the Fratello Firecracker, so let's do it. Let's, as you know, I'm not big into the full-bodied cigar, yeah, but I came up with this idea many, many years ago, and this is a grandfathered in product, the Firecracker. Now, what manufacturer makes it, I think, doesn't matter. So we can switch this off all the time and let a manufacturer decide what should go into it and give it a try, and we just come out with it once and boom, and see what ends up happening. So let's see. This is going to come out on June 10th, you said again, Barry?
That is correct.
June 10th, we'll make the official announcement that they're on sale, and it should go quick, I would imagine.
Yep.
Hopefully. The only question is this the Nicaraguan version of June 10th, which would be July 10th?
No.
Or is this the real June 10th?
It could be the Dominican, which would be September 10th.
It's true.
So as you see that the folks that are watching it, you'll see the Fratello band. I think that looks awesome.
Really cool.
With the little tail that's tucked in behind the band. We've done it before where the tail was not tucked in behind the band, and what happens is it ends up falling off.
It breaks off and you end up with duds.
Duds, and we sell those too if we end up having duds because we'll sell everything that we can. But here it is here, unfinished foot. So at the beginning of this light, we're going to end up tasting tobacco that draws through.
Mm-hmm.
So you should draw that tobacco in when you do it. And right now we're going to give it a cut, and we're going to cut right through the wick of it. And some people choose to leave the wick within the band, slide it out if you want.
I'm a wick on guy.
Leave it on.
As long as I can.
All right, so let's see what it's all about. It's time to cut a cigar, the official cutting, brought to you by Perdomo Cigars. Perdomo is the brand. While all other brands were raising prices, Perdomo cut out the federal S-chip tax and actually lowered them. Perdomo Cigars, they stand for quality, tradition, and excellence.
Excellence.
So the cold drawer?
Is non-existent because that tobacco's folded over.
I'm still getting very potent pecans.
You still... What do you mean by still? You said that?
He smoked it before.
Well, he was saying that with the covered foot, you couldn't really get a cold draw. But I'm getting pecans.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not getting much airflow through there. But I'm going to cure that with my Vertigo Warrior.
Yeah, it seems like a tight draw, but it's not going to be.
It's going to open right up. The Vertigo Warrior features 3 jets, a pop-out bullet punch, an easy adjustment wheel at the bottom, and the patented Vertigo Big Ass Tank, all for the low, low price of $14.99. The Vertigo Warrior.
This is going to be the next big lighter right here. Vertigo Warrior. You heard it here first. It's going to be the next big thing.
The first taste, ginger snaps.
Wow. Tastes like I got punched in the face by my wife.
Oh, yeah!
For free.
Mm.
She doesn't need no 10 grand.
Yeah.
There's a little, there's some spice right off the bat, man.
Yeah. It's pepper. It's a pepper bomb early on.
More so than the other sizes.
Yeah, you said a little more Ligero. That's what it's a little juiced up.
It's a perfect time to ask someone when they're a question is when they're stuffing a fistful of cake in their mouth.
We understand each other.
Wow.
I'm like a dentist. I can understand another guy eating and exactly what he's saying.
This brings me back to those little boxes as a kid of ginger snap cookies. It tastes just like a ginger snap.
Did you get your head on the break?
No.
Just checking. I don't know about ginger snap, man.
So let's try to remember some memories of the Cigar Authority, of some of the things. And I told you I posted on Facebook the 2010 edition when you were on there. We interviewed Nikolai Volkoff. We also it was the first connection we had with Cigar Journal magazine where I had ripped apart. I had received Cigar Journal magazine, an advanced copy of it that Colin Ganley had sent me. He was a editor at the time there.
Right.
And he sent me an advanced copy of it. And Cigar Aficionado had come out at the same exact time. And I had read through one and the other at the same time, just finished right through both of them. And then I ended up going back to them, looking at it, and I said, let me look at these ratings again. And I noticed that the lowest rated cigar in Cigar Aficionado in that issue was the anniversary number 2 or 3 of the Davidoff. I think it was anniversary 3. Was an 85 rated on Cigar Aficionado, and it was the highest rated on Cigar Journal. And I said, what the heck is going on here? And I said, I wonder if they just always give Davidoff a bad rating. And I went to issue 1 of Cigar Aficionado where they rated the Davidoff anniversary number 3 the highest rated. And then as years went on, it became the lowest rated. And I'm going to tell you something I'll say about Davidoff. Say what you want with Davidoff. Consistency.
Absolutely consistent.
They're always the same. So what the hell happened was the whole premise of what's going on here. And Colin couldn't or wouldn't answer some of the questions we were throwing at him. You know, not to downplay the competitor or anything like that. But, you know, I said, wow, something is really messed up because they know their cigars, and so does Cigar Aficionado. How can you one person say this is the worst cigar and one person say it's the best cigar? Doesn't make any sense.
Well, you got
it's
one
a good cigar or it's not a good cigar. And anybody who's got any kind of palate and knows their stuff.
Well, that's the key is there's no band on it when Cigar Journal raters are smoking them. You're smoking a cigar completely blind,
right.
No idea what it is. I mean, you can.
I mean, you know it's good. The appearance is good. The burn is good. The combustion level is good.
It starts off ready to get a good rating right off the bat because of how it's going to perform as a Davidoff.
So anyway, very interesting. And how we were thinking at that time. Well, I say we were thinking. You barely talked at all. So you want to hear a good show. Early on type of show or something, the thing that we didn't have, and Omar was saying, oh, this was easy, it was great, thank you very much. I would say if we were to talk to Nikolai Volkoff, he would say...
Worst interview he's ever done in his
yes,
life.
Yes, because we ran out of stuff.
And, after the third question.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was a little starstruck stuff or we were new at what we were doing, but a little lost of what that is. So... I don't think we kill it, and we're not the greatest interviewers in the world, but I will say that's something that was improved, that I think we do a little homework before
Huge
we get on.
Huge improvement. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was good anyway. Other memorable things is having Avo, the late, great Avo Yevazian on. I listened to some of that.
What about the episode that is the reason that we became a podcast? And that was the Lost episode with Jesus Fuego.
Yes.
Something happened on Ustream at the time.
Which was a great interview.
It was the best interview we had done to date.
Yes.
Because we knew we were weak. We went in prepared for that. He was a great great subject to be interviewed.
Yes.
Wealth of knowledge. And something happens and the episode ends up disappearing. So we bought the recorder.
Yeah.
And we held on to those files and said, you know what? As long as we're recording the files, let's put them up on a podcast.
Yes. and went from a radio show at that point to a podcast, and then getting bumped off Spanish baseball and different things that the sports station would do. No, we got to play this. And, you know, we're paying into it, and it was crazy. And then we ended up saying, okay, we're just going to go podcast at this point and never look back. And things have improved since then.
You guys nailed it with the Big Poppy episode. I got to give credit where credit is due. You guys flying solo and pulling that interview off. That was great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Nice highlight.
Great. Cigars and candy bars.
Mm-hmm.
Were you there, Chuck?
I was.
So that was interesting that we were pairing cigars with different candy bars, which I thought was delightful myself, and we were chasing it in between.
You get to cleanse the palate.
That's
in
right.
between with Lay's potato chips with the ridges. Right?
And that was Mr. Jonathan's call, right? Whose call was
that? That was mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
So we thought it was great. It was a snowstorm.
Yes.
It was a snowstorm going on, and we were having a good time, a lot of fun, and in walks Joe Ganascoli from The Sopranos, and walks in the door of the cigar store, and he's like, okay, I'm here to rescue this mess. You're falling apart. This is awful.
Well, you were candy drunk at that point.
Right.
You didn't have to take your shirt off and start rubbing Three Musketeers on your nipples.
Yeah.
It was awkward and off-putting.
So he jumped
in. And he was awesome.
And he was awesome, too. It was a great show.
Coming upstairs, I think, was the best move that we did here in the Salem stores, removing ourselves from the sales floor.
100%.
It's noisy down there. The very first episode that we recorded live on a Saturday, a guy dislocated his knee at the register.
Went down, and we're watching it happen.
In the middle of Dave's classic three-way, which it wasn't a classic three-way back then. He would just read the stats
out. Yeah.
And this guy goes down, and Dave is looking at his entire livelihood disappearing possibly in front of his eyes because we don't know because we have headphones on.
Yeah.
We don't know
seven
what's
stations.
Happening.
We're broadcasting on seven stations
the
live.
The ambulance comes in, wheels the guy out. He ends up being that he's got a trick knee, and it was something that normally happens to him. He was embarrassed, not angry, just thankful that we had professional staff that were willing to call 911. But
yeah,
that was
I think as I'm
horror show.
As I'm talking the show, I'm like, oh, and that guy went down, and I just kept going, and I was like, oh my God. It was
you alluded to it earlier, too. What was priceless was, again, we're on air, and customers coming up, where the restrooms are, you know.
Yes, yeah, right.
My grandfather.
Like, we're on the air.
Yeah.
So my grandfather, may he rest in peace, Grampy, came in. My brother brought him in, and we're doing the show, and my grandfather would listen to the show once in a while. He doesn't realize that we have headphones on.
Yeah.
He can't hear well himself. So he yells typically when he would talk. And so he's yelling to Dave and talking about the cigar that we're smoking, how he likes it, and it's very good.
We're on, and we're talking. And
we can't hear much with these headphones.
And I'm looking at my brother going, can you please take Grampy into the back and have him sit down and get him a cigar on me, please?
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. There was one time we were downstairs also, and this guy comes in, and he's got this giant parrot on his shoulder, and he's walking around the store.
Giant's an understatement. He had to duck to get in the door. I mean, the big giant parrot on his shoulder, he's taller than Omar.
Big giant bird.
Who has to duck?
He's
walking
around, and I'm trying to stay with whatever we're talking about and everything, but I'm following him around with my eyes, and I'm like,
then
finally it's like, there's a guy walking around with a parrot, and I just can't – I don't have my crap together here. It's like, what is going on? Oh, my God.
Well, I think that's the biggest lesson that we've learned over the years is when something really messed up happens.
Just say it.
Add it to the show.
Yeah.
Make people feel like they're part of it because otherwise –
make them believe like it wasn't going to happen. Yeah.
You're standing there being distracted. You're better off. You're better off just going with it.
And we've done some fun remotes. We've done it at the cigar plantation there in Connecticut.
Yeah, Rocky Mountain Cigar Festival.
Yeah, the Rocky Mountain Cigar Festival.
Yeah. We like it. We like going away and usually traveling with the equipment is usually a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
You've
also
been swabbed more than once.
I have.
Yeah, they think this thing is a bomb.
Well, because we call it the bomb.
Yeah. It's probably not smart.
All right, who has to carry the bomb?
Yeah.
Dave doesn't like that.
Yeah. Oh, Chuck, they got Chuck with the bomb over there, and boom, everybody starts running over there, and it's like, all right, we'll see you on the plane. Maybe.
That's right. Come in this private room. What the?
The best, they had a problem with the scanner machine that you kept testing positive for explosives. And you're
C4.
Like, I don't even know what C4 looks like. There's something wrong with the calibration. So they finally open up the machine,
blow
on it.
That's right.
Close the machine.
And now it works.
It's like I'm an old video game where you're blowing the cartridge. And
so what is this, a Nintendo?
Yeah.
Right. So now we know how to fix one of those machines. If it ever happens at the airport, you say, open it up and just blow on
it. Yeah, just blow on it. Get some Windex. Clean the front of it. You'll be all set.
An hour later. Oh, you're all set. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's great. Yeah, it's a nightmare to travel with it. But now
we've condensed it, though. Like, yes. If we could do the evolution of our show, not only with the episodes and how far we've come, but with the technology, with the equipment.
Yeah. I have three laptops day one.
Yeah.
Three laptops going to be able to handle all the elements. Dave used to make fun of me because I couldn't get things right, but to try to remember signal paths. You remember trying to learn it. When you ever brought in that professional radio equipment, you were like, yeah, it's literally all right here. It's three knobs. This is everyone's mic. This is the headphones, and we're done.
Yeah, and you had like each individual.
And we don't even use that anymore.
No, we condensed it from that.
Yeah.
It's gone down even further.
Yeah. But it's technology, right? Technology.
Yeah.
Technology for us to be able to put a video cast and an audio cast out to the world. It's pretty amazing that it's so little
so
that goes on. Yeah. You literally could do it on your phone if you were one person or something.
Absolutely.
So it's amazing what has happened. So what is the future going to hold for us? We're just going to try to improve. We're going to try to improve the studio.
Yep.
We talked about that. Maybe get a set going if we're going to stay video for any reason. Is there a reason to stay video?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's an audience for
it. The only reason to stay video is now I'm 40 hours deep learning this stupid video software. All the tricks. I'm getting better every week.
40 hours. He's been with the show for 7 years. Mm-hmm. He's got 40 hours into it in the past 2 weeks. And you were yelled at every single week. That's why you quit.
The past 3 months, by the way, I've been playing with this program, just to let you know.
So what, you've been doing about 15 minutes a week on it? Yeah. Past 3 months?
Roughly.
Yeah, okay. So let's find out what's up in the cigar world with Barry Stein.
It's time for What's Up in the Cigar World, brought to you by Recluse Cigars. You want to know what's up? Recluse Cigars is what's up. Voted the 2015 Cigar of the Year is the Recluse Amadeus Reserva Habano. Every Recluse cigar goes through eight fermentation cycles over the course of 2 full years. They are box pressed and rolled N2-bar for a perfect draw every time. If you haven't done it yet, be sure to try a Recluse cigar today.
This week, Congressman Adam Kinzinger, a Republican of Illinois, became the 100th member of the 115th Congress to co-sponsor H.R. 564 that would exempt premium cigars from FDA regulation. While the bill has presented to Congress in the past, this is the quickest that it's ever hit 100 voices of support. In order to pass the House of Representatives, 218 votes are needed, so we're almost halfway there. Jose Padron, the patriarch of the Padron family, is releasing his memoirs this summer of this year. All profits from the autobiography will go to the Padron Family Foundation, which is about to break ground on an ambitious school and academy project in the heart of Esteli.
Isn't that nice? I will get more information from that. I will be with George Padron this Tuesday. I'm going to Night to Remember and sitting at his table. He's nice enough to invite me to go. I'm looking forward to it. And find out when we can have him on the show live would be nice. And if he can bring Dad with him, that'd be great. His dad, 91 this year. 91. So, and doing well, from what I understand.
And chain smoking cigars.
That's right.
Akil Kapachi from Regis Cigars, a guest during the 7 years of the Cigar Authority, has ended his distribution agreement with Casada effective immediately. He's hired a new rep here in the Northeast, and it is believed that his cigars will now be distributed by Oscar.
Ah,
what an interesting combination that is.
So now, Oscar's an interesting brand to begin with anyway, because there's actually two different Oscars.
Right.
Leaf by Oscar, and then The Oscar.
Correct.
The Oscar guy owns the factory.
Oscar Valladares.
And distributes his own cigar. And then Leaf by Oscar, he makes for...
Jim Robinson,
and does not do it, but now he's taking distribution of other people, but not Leaf by Oscar.
That is correct.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a
weird
the
thing
there,
happening
Dave?
There.
What's the play
there's
there?
A weird thing happening. It's very, very
also for I'm forgetting the name of the brand that
Regis
to go to this brand new, because Oscar cigars, what is it, 2 months old? 3 months old?
Probably introduced at the trade show.
Okay, so 6 months, and this guy's leaving Casada.
Well,
yeah.
to go with a guy that basically just started.
Yeah.
So you got to dig into that a little more.
I have some more information for off air.
Okay.
Oh,
each week we would be.
Are you kidding
come
me?
Come on, Barry, you're one of us.
Yeah. That's what we do. This is the Catalina wine mixer. This is the time to say the wrong thing.
Nope.
Because it's not 100%. I haven't gotten 100% confirmation.
Let me teach you a word, Barry. It's called allegedly.
Okay.
And now you're all set.
Well, or allegedly that the cigars are no longer being made by Casada and they're being made in Nicaragua.
Maybe by Oscar.
No, not by Oscar.
No? Okay.
I think he's on Honduras anyways.
Yep. So it is believed now that Casada doesn't have an invested interest in the tobacco. It wasn't a winning proposition for them anymore.
For them. Okay. All right.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
His sources tell him.
Each week, we've been keeping an eye on states that are looking to raise the smoking
age
to 21.
I'll tell you guys next week when he's not around.
Go ahead.
So each week, we keep an eye on states that are looking to raise the smoking age to 21. This week, Vermont saw a measure stall in the Senate, while Maine proposed raising their age in the Pine Tree State to 21.
Ooh.
And there are currently 19 states with pending age 21 legislation.
It's horse crap. Yep. Yeah.
And on a footnote, a lot of our listeners this week reached out to us that our podcasts were pushed as new episodes via iTunes.
Happened to me.
We found out that Podbean was upgrading to the HTTPS protocol, which pushed iTunes into believing there were new episodes. Podbean has since rolled things back. All is good for now until the next time they fool around with HTTPS.
Why wouldn't they just leave it since they already pushed all the episodes to everybody? And just put out impressions.
Because there were so many podcasts that it was straining their system, and their system kept crashing.
Gotcha.
So they had to pull it back. And you're going to see a lot of people start switching over to HTTPS protocol. And while it's not the case, a lot of people believe that it'll protect what they're doing on the internet as the government lifts the regulations that they can now record what we do on the internet and sell it to advertisers.
Yeah, what they got to do is disconnect the Siri from their cell phone.
There you go.
They won't be able to listen to
it. It all goes back to
that.
And that's what's up in the cigar world.
What's up in the cigar world was brought to you by Recluse Cigars. The Recluse Amadeus Habano Reserva uses Grade A Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a San Andreas binder, a Dominican Lajero Seco, and Pennsylvanian Broadleaf Fillet tobaccos, which create a blend we call the Cigar of the Year. Recluse Cigars is
what's up?
I don't know if it's all the cake I'm eating in between or what it is, but the cigar has calmed down from the initial punch. I can get through this. It's balanced.
Yeah.
It's full-bodied. There's no doubt about it.
It is, I'm going to say.
But I can smoke this whole thing.
Very solid medium plus. I personally wouldn't go all the way to full, but it's right there. I think it is starting to increase a little bit in strength. You may be ahead of me more. So maybe it creeps up.
That spice that was there at the beginning, I find, is no longer there, or very minute. I'm not getting.
It's not honey bunches of oats.
No, it's not.
No.
No.
I'm getting a little cinnamon, though. A little cinnamon.
Little cedar. Still getting a little pepper,
cedar,
especially
yeah.
through the nose.
Pepper.
You're getting. I'm not getting a lot of spice.
Yeah.
Got a retro.
Whoa, whoa, okay. Whoa.
You got to do that without the cough.
Whoa.
Come on, throw up for the first time on the show.
Do it.
This
do
is
it.
The 7th anniversary. Throw Ooh. Up.
I almost had to drop my headset and run away.
Close but no cigar, folks. Close but no cigar.
I thought maybe, because I've been practicing the retro, I thought maybe I could pull it off real
this,
subtle.
This is what you're going to end up doing with a firecracker? That's what you're going to make the attempt for?
I was getting real brazen after eating the cake. I'm like, I got plenty of sugar in me. I'm ready to go. I had the pizza.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, an unbelievable story from the asylum. I doubt if it's even real. Gentleman Chuck Morrison chimes in. It's the freaking Catalina Wine Mixer, the Cigar Authority's 7th anniversary show. We're live from Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire, and you're listening to the Cigar Authority on the United Podcast Network.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Smokey Joe's is changing the dress code when it comes to enjoying a premium handmade cigar. Using the finest materials of velvet and silk, their smoking jackets are made for a lasting impression. Smokey Joe's has fitted the likes of Smokey Robinson, James Brown, Sammy Davis Jr., and now they want to fit you too with a smoking jacket. Proudly designed and manufactured in the USA, Smokey Joe's invites you to feel the inspiration of fashion from an era where clothing was designed using only the finest materials and craftsmanship. Smokey Joe's clothing continues to be a story of America at its best. Innovation, hard work, and fearless enterprise. When you light up the best, smoke it while wearing the best. Smoking Joe's Smoking Jackets, available at SmokeyJoesClothing.com. That's SmokeyJoesClothing.com. Be sure to tell them the Cigar Authority sent you.
Let's talk a little about Rough Rider Cigars. So here is where the motorcycle culture meets Cigar Nation. This badass-looking cigar uses the name Rough, but delivers a smooth as silk ride each and every time. Even before lighting one, you can't help but notice its sweet like honey flavor. Smooth and creamy, resembling slightly sweetened butter. Outstanding! The Rough Rider cigar is so beautiful in so many ways. We're talking a premium cigar, imported, long filler cigar, but wait till you hear the price. Every cigar is in the $3 price range. That's right. Even the Churchill in the 6x60, every cigar is in the $3 price range. Rough Rider cigars. So there's nothing rough about Rough Rider except the name. Rough Rider Cigars.
The following message is brought to you by Drew Estate. Drew Estate, the rebirth of cigars in the new Drew Diplomat app. Join me, Barry Stein, from the Cigar Authority on Drew Diplomat. As you know, I am quite partial to Liga Privada No. 9 from Drew Estate. So join me for a Liga and share your experience with Drew Estate. And while you're at it, don't forget to check into Two Guys Smoke Shop on the Drew Diplomat app. Drew Diplomat is now available for the iPhone and Android. To learn more about Drew Diplomat, visit DrewDiplomat.com. That's DrewDiplomat.com.
You must be at least 21 years of age or older and a resident of the United States, including D.C. To be eligible for membership in this program, other terms and conditions apply. Surgeon General warning, cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes.
Founded in 1989 by Mariana and Nestor Miranda, Miami Cigar & Company proudly celebrates their 25th anniversary with the release of their flagship brand, the Nestor Miranda Collection. Made in Esteli, Nicaragua by Don Pepin Garcia, the collection is available in three distinct wrappers, aimed to please even the toughest critic. Nestor Miranda Collection. You only get one life. How will you live yours?
Jose Dominguez, Jose Dominguez, Jose, Jose, Jose Dominguez.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm writing a commercial for Jose Dominguez.
Well, what you should be doing is talking about how good they are. That Jose Dominguez makes millions of cigars for other people, but saves the best tobaccos and the best blend for his namesake. Jose Dominguez, not singing a song, if that's what you think you're doing.
What I am doing is creating what is known as a donut.
Hey, nobody's going to take away your donuts.
No, a donut in a commercial is when it starts with a jingle and then the information comes in and then ends with the song again. The information is the filling of the donut.
Why does everything you talk about have to center around food and usually donuts?
I don't know.
Listen, Jose Dominguez cigars come in four great sizes and two wrappers, the mild, buttery, smooth, natural, and the slightly bolder Maduro, and every cigar is about $5. You know as well as I do, Dave, Jose Dominguez is no $5 cigar. It's worth so much more, it's a sensational value.
Okay, here's the end of the donut. You ready?
Jose Dominguez, Jose Dominguez.
In 1848, in honor of the English poet Lord Byron, a cigar brand named Byron was first created. Through three centuries, Byron has gone through many hands, but today it is back with the family that first created them. Returning to the early days, now the brand, in a very limited quantity, is produced in a small factory in Costa Rica. Nelson Alfonso offers three Byron blends, honoring all three centuries of Byron: Siglo 19, Siglo 20, and Siglo 21. Other cigars sit in an aging room for 60 days, but every Byron cigar sits in an aging room for a period of at least one full year. Then, and only then, into ultra-luxurious porcelain jars and state-of-the-art cigar humitubes packaging. Sure, Byron's packaging is unique and costly to produce, but nothing else will do for a cigar of this quality and taste. Byron Cigars. Cigars of poetry. Sophisticated. Byron.
This is Mr. Jonathan Carney with La Flor Dominicana Cigars, and you're listening to the Cigar Authority on the United Cigar Retailers Radio Network.
Stop missing anything.
And we are back live from the La Flor Dominicana Cigar Studios. It's the freaking Catalina Wine Mixer, the Cigar Authority's 7th anniversary show. We're smoking Fratello Firecracker right now. And welcome back, everybody, to, is this officially 7th anniversary?
Officially, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So does tomorrow begin our 8th year?
Yes.
That's how that works. Years. Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think?
So tomorrow you can start saying almost 8 years running.
No. And it would be on our 8th year, right? We're in our 8th year?
We're in our 8th year, and you can say almost 8 years running.
Well, we could say 8 years running because it's now running in the 8th year.
I'm confused.
So am I. So April 1st, 2010 is when we started.
Yes.
So here's 17.
And I looked up the weather.
We have completed 7 years.
I looked up the weather. It wasn't a foot of snow like it is here today. It was 60 degrees the first day you did the cigar.
Nice. Oh, really?
I was a little jealous.
Okay, but it was nighttime. It was late at night. We didn't get out of here till midnight.
Oh,
it was after hours.
Yeah,
store was closed. Yeah. It was.
We got to give a shout-out to Les Mann.
Yes.
Who listens
Thank
to
you
the
that.
Show every week.
So I didn't know who it was from. This thing came in, and I go, somebody sent me a puzzle, and there's no information. I had to dig through the box and find it. So here's a tasty treat. Unfortunately, I can't eat this.
Be careful. Don't knock over your glass of wine.
Okay.
Over there.
And it is a 1,000-piece puzzle with all kinds of snack items like Funny Bones and Twinkies.
It's all
and,
the Hostess stuff.
I don't think it's not just Hostess. Is it just no, Kool-Aid. You got donuts, you got oddball
stuff.
Oh,
Drake's, yeah,
smoked.
Good call. Drake's. Good call.
Is there anything on that puzzle you haven't had?
There's some things I never saw before. Oh, I remember the pecan spin wheels. Do you remember that at all?
This was a mistake, pointing this out, because now...
The Hostess fruit pies, they were
The show
awesome.
Is over.
Banana pudding rolls. I don't know what that is. It's a Little Debbie, banana pudding rolls.
I like banana pudding.
Yeah. Tulip cakes. I don't know what that is, but it's awesome. The only thing is, it'll drive me crazy as I'm putting it together. I'll be so starving as I'm doing it. But very nice. Les Mann from Calibri Cigars sent it. No information.
Calibri Cutters and Lighters.
Yeah. Very, very nice. Thank you, Les. I know he's a listener of the show, and he talks to me about the show every time I see him. I think he's an avid listener. I mean, he doesn't miss it, and he knows all the lingo. And
how could he miss it? He sets it and forgets it.
That's it. And that's the way to go, right? So you go on to... Certainly iTunes, which is 50% of our listeners, but whatever podcast, what do they call that?
Podbean.com is the easiest
publisher.
One.
Yeah, any Podbean publisher, you find the Cigar Authority and set it so that when the new one comes in, it just goes bloop, it goes inside there and you got it.
Yep.
That's the way to go.
You don't have to think about it, just shows up.
Right, and then you got it. My question is, does anybody binge listen? Like binge watch, I see people say, oh, I watched... Three seasons of such and such. I never watched
the O.J. Simpson trial case, by the way.
Yeah,
phenomenal. Binge watched the hell out of that.
Phenomenal. I know who binge listens, and it's Omar DeFries because
when
he's on the road driving for 8 hours, that's four shows, and boom, he can zip right up, and it's like
next
the time
thing you know, it's
by.
Over, right?
That's why he doesn't want to get a motorcycle. It has nothing to do with that he's too big for all of them.
Can't really pay attention to everything that's going on.
Exactly.
At the time.
It's tough to find ones that play podcasts.
All right. So while you're enjoying life, Fullets, it's important to be debonair. How to be more debonair and gentlemanlike is gentleman Chuck Morrison.
You need a gentleman. Gentleman. I'm a gentleman. You need a gentleman? You wouldn't want to call me gentleman.
Ladies, fasten your seatbelts.
on your electronic devices and pump up the volume.
You need a gentleman?
And this is The Gentleman's Way. It's brought to you by Debonair Cigars and Rum. Debonair Cigars provide its clients with,
wait for it,
suspension of reality. Time spent smoking a Debonair can never be subtracted from one's life. Today, gentlemen, do not shoot the messenger.
Boom.
In your life, you may mess up once or twice, and if a friend or family member takes the time to pull you aside and tell you that your behavior was subpar, or that a job you did wasn't quite up to snuff, consider what it must feel like to be them. The average person might lash out at the person delivering the message rather than looking at the message itself and thanking that friend for having the guts to come forward and saying what was needed to be said. In short, gentlemen, take criticism like a man, a gentleman. After all, it's not to be average, it's to be debonair. That is The Gentleman's Way. It is brought to you by our good friends who would win in a tennis match. Phil Zangy of Debonair Cigars and Rum. The question always is, gentlemen, are you debonair enough?
Mr. Poor General Manager of Two Guys Smoke Shop is Mr. Jonathan, who delivers bad messages.
I deliver a lot of bad news.
And he's sick over doing it, and then he does it, and then he's beat up for doing it, and he's the deliverer of bad messages.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Interesting. Very good, huh?
Very good.
Could have used this information. Yes. This is good.
Sorry, buddy.
Could have used this information earlier. Up and coming calendar of events, and I want to mention with this, is the Contact Us page of the Cigar Authority. If you have anything you want us to do, if you want to talk bad about us, we encourage it.
You want more cowbell, you want more side cam, less, talk to us.
But if you say, boy, I'd like to have so-and-so on the show, or why don't you teach us how to do this, or why don't you talk about that, why don't you smoke this, why don't you do that, whatever you end up having for the show, we are 7 years in, 7 times 52. We did a lot of episodes. You know, do we start repeating ourselves, or do you have any ideas for us? Please. Frankly, we're running out of them.
Can I throw an idea out there? And this is a complete curveball. All right, this is the liveliness of our show being live.
Yes, I will do it in a bikini.
For our audience, when they submit to us on the Contact Us page, or they send us an email or a message on Facebook, we now have the ability to receive audio messages. And I've heard this on other podcasts. If they want to send us an audio message, they can do so. You can just record it on your phone, send it as an email, and we can actually play your message.
Can we set something up on the Cigar Authority page where they can drop that, or just to contact us would be where they drop it in?
I would suggest an email if they email us.
Okay, we're looking to see if there's a way they can attach a file to,
because
the
maybe
message.
We can have a segment, the Squawk Box, and
yes.
Then if you keep it down to
brought
20
to you by
seconds.
Fratello Cigars.
Yes, that's a good idea.
But the Squawk Box, and then they, you know, we slam 10 of them in a row, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom. You know,
oh,
you hear this on.
Yeah!
You hear this on. There's a sports radio station that ends up playing their things and stuff. It's out there.
Yeah.
So we could do that.
We now have the ability to do that pretty easily. So.
And then we could pause and then talk
discuss.
A little about it, go to the next, instead of these mailbags with him half reading what he's supposed to do. But you can't turn it into a whole story.
No, it's just message like you would, instead of typing it and us reading it, just. Record it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay. My point is here that this is the part where I tell you calendar events and things that are coming up. Like next week, I'm going to report back from the Night to Remember with George Padron and tell you whatever I picked up of there. Short of that,
there's an hour and 50 minutes left.
Right. And the following week, you know, I know what cigars we're going to smoke, but, you know, I don't have a lot coming up until May 6th. Two Guys 32nd anniversary tickets go on sale on May 6th. We'll talk about Two Guys Smoke Shop on that show, and we're going to end up selling all the tickets that day. And, you know,
I don't think Omar's going anywhere with the snow, so he may just stay on next week and be all set.
Yeah.
I have on the calendar Steve Saka will be on the house on June 3rd.
His business partner.
That'll
nice.
Be known as the revenge episode.
Really? But there's not a lot that I have. I need to get to work on that, but it was building up to the freaking Catalina wine mixer. Here we are, and now it's like, okay, go back to work. So that's what I'm going to end up doing there. So that's the calendar of events. Right now it's time to take a peek into the asylum from our friends at Asylum Cigars.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away.
It's time for news from the Insane Asylum. Odd and sometimes historic news stories that are too insane to be true, or are they? Brought to you by Asylum Cigars, Take No Prisoners. Asylum Cigars are truly flavorful, medium-bodied Nicaraguan cigars with sizes ranging from 4x44 to the absolutely insane 8x80. That's right, that's Asylum. In an effort to get Americans to at least go through the motions of a healthier diet, the Food and Drug Administration, also known as the FDA, announced 2 Wednesdays ago that is now recommending individuals consume 3 servings of foods every day that simply include the word fruit on the box.
Quote, I can do that.
A mm-hmm. quote from the FDA, though we have in the past advised eating
fruity pebbles.
A
I got
minimum
a whole bunch here. Go ahead.
Of 3 pieces of actual fruit per day, it is now acceptable to eat
Apple Jacks.
Any fruit labeled with the word fruit. Any food with the word fruit. Including variations such as fruity, fruitalicious, fruit blasted. FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg is the one who gave that quote, also noting that sweetened cereal or gummies shaped like fruit are entirely permissible under the agency's new guidelines if it smells somewhat like fruit, or even if there is a cartoon strawberry or an orange on the wrapper. That is sufficient at this point.
Perfect. I've been doing this my whole life. Go ahead.
That's right out of the Garofalo-Stein playbook, by the way.
Yes.
And it's insane. That's Asylum.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Also, anything that can be successfully chewed and swallowed can now be considered a vegetable. So I think that cake qualifies.
Okay, oh, perfect.
So Fig Newtons is acceptable.
There you go.
Fig Newton is like going over the top because you have actual fruit in there. That's
really?
Like next level stuff right there.
Is there real fruit in a Fig Newton?
Yeah, there's figs in it. That's why they call it a friggin' Fig Newton.
Did you say Fruity Pebbles?
Fruity Pebbles. Is there a fruit in it?
I don't think there's actual fruit
it
in Fruity Pebbles.
It says
but
fruity.
It says fruit. So therefore, under the FDA guidelines, you would be acceptable.
So I've been thinking the FDA has been crazy all this time with the regulations on cigars, but maybe they're not all that crazy when
no,
it comes
they
to
are.
Food.
They
could
yes.
be onto something. They could be onto something.
Now, when you, with your partner, being that you're a little fruity, does that count?
Yeah.
Oh.
Stretched on that one, Barron's. You stretched on it.
I went a little far.
So, you know what? I don't want to hurt the sales of Fratello Firecracker when it comes out.
Yeah.
Because I like it. And some people are going to think, because I don't like full-bodied cigars, that I do like this, therefore it is not full-bodied cigar. And it's not to say it. The burn is perfect. This thing is ready today.
Yeah.
This thing is ready to go. It's very, very good. It's balanced. I got no problem with it. I'm nubbing it. I'm going to go all the way.
I'm surprised that Omar didn't play professional baseball in the Dominican. He played basketball, which I'm going to kick his ass, by the way, in the next contest. I'm going to beat him at basketball.
I went to a pro baseball game in the Dominican. That was a trip.
Yes,
oh, my
is.
God, that was the craziest event ever.
But if he had played baseball, he would have already hit his home run. This is the home run
yeah.
right here.
Here we go.
Really good.
All right, so classic three-way time. Who is our champion?
Jonathan. Jonathan.
This
Jonathan,
guy right
you
here.
You killed it last week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he had like 4 or 5 doubles, as they call it.
He cheated.
Yeah,
cheated. Cheated.
Okay, time to
You've
cheat.
Heard of Epic Rap Battles.
Epic Rap Battle!
But now it's time for the Epic Battle.
Wow, it's kind of intimidating to be in the presence of so many great athletes.
For this day...
Tell anyone about this, I'll f***ing kill you. I'm kidding.
In classic history...
Is looking at you, kid.
Brought to you by Classic Cigars.
Nervous?
Yes.
All Classic Cigars are handmade and imported from the Dominican Republic, and every cigar is priced under, get this, under... $3 per cigar.
You like that, baby? Let him know where that came from, yeah!
Choose any blend, including the Classic Connecticut for its mild and smooth taste, the Classic Maduro for its bold and spicy flavor, or the Classic Cuban for its sweet sun-grown and nutty overtones.
That's undertones, you idiot!
Whichever classic you choose, it's a classic cigar. Available at twoguyscigars.com. That's twoguyscigars.com. Celebrate today with a classic cigar.
April 2nd. I'm going to tomorrow.
Oh, Barry, what do you got?
Yeah. Just messing with you because you were checking out April 1st. I go to April 2nd to mess with you. So any studying you did is worthless. Tomorrow is the birth date of Marvin Gaye, Mr. Jonathan. Marvin
Gaye. Shot by his own father.
That's right. Soul singer, Motown icon who gained fame from his 1966 song. I heard it through the grapevine. He released the influential concept album, What's Going On? Murdered by his father in 1984. I'm giving you lots of different numbers there. Born today. What year, Mr. J?
That would be 1934, as written down on my paper.
1944.
1933.
Mr. Jonathan, a point for you.
Damn, Skippy.
You said 34, it becomes 39. So there's a point, and here you go again, right?
That's how it started last week.
Asking the music stuff, man.
Barry Stein, yes, Alec sir. Guinness.
Obi-Wan Ben Kenobi.
Here we go. Movie actor, distinguished actor who portrayed Obi-Wan Kenobi in the original Star Trek installments.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Yes,
same,
don't mess with
same
that.
Thing.
It is.
Same thing.
Get me in trouble there. I won an Academy Award for Best Actor in his role as Colonel Nicholson in the film The Bridge Over the River Kwai. Born today, Alex Guinness.
My answer's in.
1917.
1897. 1897.
And I have 1919 written down.
1919 is just a little bit over, and that means Barry is a little bit over. You said 1817?
I said 1917.
1917 is a little bit over because it's 1914, Chuck Morris.
That's
in 1897.
Right. It's called tying it up.
There it is. So
it's called cheating. He's got a computer over there that thinks very fast. He could be pulling it up on
he
that.
He is thing. Not. He is a gentleman.
Watch
he is debonair.
Omar.
I don't even worry about him. I don't even think about it. I got a mirror behind him. I can see. To you, Chuck Morrison.
I am ready.
Hans Christian Andersen. Hans Oop. Christian Andersen, children author, renowned Danish author for timeless fairy tales as The Ugly Duckling, The Little Mermaid, Thumbarella. He has been translated in more than 100 languages and a frequent reference in Western culture. Hans Christian Andersen.
Dave, he was born in 1800.
1800.
Going 1621.
1621.
1806.
1806.
Cheater.
Barry, so close. It was 1805, so Chuck gets it.
Oh! April 2nd.
So we have two for Chuck, one for Jonathan. Barry with the goose egg, and it's over to Mr. Jonathan.
Right.
Rodney King. Rodney King. At the conclusion of a high-speed chase, he suffered a tremendous beating in the hands of the LAPD officers, then started the L.A. riots. He robbed a convenience store in Monterey Park, California, and was caught and convicted trying to steal $100. Can we all just get along? Rodney King.
1971.
71.
1969.
69.
1950.
50.
Did you write that down?
See it?
Just checking.
1950.
Thank you.
Chuck Morrison, it's 1965.
19, Chuck's cheating.
3 for Chuck, 0 for Barry. Mr. Jonathan's on the board, and it's over to
Mr. Barry.
Barry Stein.
Barry Stein.
Initials BS.
I got 2 left.
Okay.
So you could possibly catch up with a 2 and a 1. You could win with 2 twos. Buddy Epstein. Buddy Epstein, originally a dancer, Epstein began his long career in films, but he's remembered as starring in the CBS television sitcom The Beverly Hillbillies as Jed Clampett. He also played the title character in television detective Barnaby Jones. He was also considered to be on The Wizard of Oz as the Tin Man, but suffered from the paint, the silver paint, and he had to get out after a few filmings of it. Buddy Epstein, born today, what year?
1903.
I'm
writing it down, 1919.
1891.
91. On the board is Barry Stein. With 03, it's 08. All right, Chuck, 3. Barry, 1. Mr. Jonathan, 1. And there's only one question left. You guys need 2 to tie. And other than that, we have a new champion. Last question going over to
Mr. Chuck Morrison.
Jack Webb. Jack Webb was an American actor, television producer, director, and screenwriter, most famous for his role as Sergeant Joe Friday in Dragnet franchise. He also created the Dragnet franchise. He was also the founder of his own production company, Mach 8 Limited. When you see that pop up, boom,
yeah.
Mach 8, that's him. Jack Webb, born today, what year?
1901.
01.
1921.
21.
1909.
09 for the point, Barry Stein.
Not enough.
But not enough, and our winner is Chuck Morrison. This classic day in classic history, brought to you by our friends at Classic Cigars. Cigars at about $3. How do you beat it? Classic Cigars.
You know what else starts with the letter C besides Classic Cigars?
What does it?
And the word cheating? Chuck Morrison.
Oh, what?
See, now, there's some undebonair thing about you can't handle a loss. Chuck, you want to put that on there. A guy that doesn't know how to lose debonair style, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's always him.
We've done winning.
Anybody ever beats him at anything? That we have Omar beating him in the pants off dance off.
He's a cheater.
He calls he cheats. Oh, this is rigged.
Yeah.
Barry wins. We catch him stealing, cheating anyway, but still.
Nailed that one. Nailed that one.
So for those playing along at home that were curious about the year he was born in 1920.
How does he know that? Because?
Because I just looked it up. Because Dave didn't give the answer.
And I crumpled the paper up and threw it. I was trying to do my David Letterman and throw the paper away. But it's true, 1920. But you can look things up fast. He knows how to look stuff up fast, which is troubling. So that's it. That's the end of year seven. Congratulations, guys. Thanks for staying on with us, especially the listeners. Without you guys, we'd be doing this and just listening to it ourselves, and we used to do that.
True.
And we have no problem doing it again, but it's nice to have you listening on. I'll be back next week from the Night to Remember. This is a fundraiser by Cigar Aficionado Magazine for prostate cancer. Great cause. Very nice of them to do this. They're going to raise over $1 million that night. I will be sitting on my hands, so I will not be bringing back a $10,000 bottle of wine or anything even close to that. Hopefully. That's why I drink very little at functions like this. You don't want to get caught up in the action. That is it. An update in the cigar industry when I come back, because I'm going to bump into all these people and I'm going to get whatever I can. They will be drinking. I usually can get the best information from that. And we will begin our eighth year next year when we return. That's it. You've been listening to The Cigar Authority on the United Podcast Network.
And it's quite possible that you've learned nothing else in the last 2 hours. So when you're smoking your Fratello Firecracker,
June 10th,
always remember, keep the lid end out of your mouth.
Can I have your attention for a second? I want to tell you about a fellow named Dave and the fact that I have been buying my cigars from him since 1985 when they first opened up. Two Guys Smoke Shop. Now, Two Guys Smoke Shop have three convenient locations right over the Massachusetts border in tax-free New Hampshire. Now, here's something I bet you didn't know. Two Guys Smoke Shop is America's largest cigar shop and has the largest inventory of cigars anywhere. Wait till you see this place. You're not going to believe it, all right? Now, if you like cigars, you can't find a better place to buy them than at Two Guys Smoke Shop. They're in Salem, New Hampshire, Seabrook, New Hampshire, and their new location in tax-free Nashua, New Hampshire. It is worth the ride. You can call 888-2-CIGAR-2. That's 888-2-CIGAR-2 or on the web at twoguyssmokeshop.com. The best place to buy cigars anywhere is Two Guys Smoke Shop. It's Stogie Heaven. With a million choices, Stogie.